Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is Tuesday, the 21st day of July, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours, and we're going to have wide open phones until the fourth hour. We'll continue to have open phones then when the director, producer of Generation RX joins us, documenting the mass suicide and carnage caused by the drugging of the young people of this nation, and not just young people, but folks across the board, but particularly young people. So that is coming up today. I want to have wide open phones throughout the full 4 hours, the toll-free number to discuss any news item, any issue, any story, any question, any comment, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air today. In my stack of news in front of me, feds prepare to tax toilet paper in the name of climate change, prisonplanet.com. And then our source is HR3202, directly from the bill. And it states that these local councils under international law, they've already set these up. In fact, I was meaning to talk about this today, and then I heard Brownfield driving into the office here on Genesis and on a local station. I heard Derry Brownfield reading, you know, off about these International Association of, you know, Local Counties and Cities and the different organizations and how the UN and these big banks are openly taking over with these biological diversity assessments, biological sustainability assessments, and they are going to hijack the whole economy and shut it down. And there's so much population control news out where the Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg talking about how we got to have abortions to get rid of the low-life subhumans, with Holdren up at the White House saying similar things. I mean, they are all around us, and they're engaged in a revolution of tyranny, a revolution of control, a revolution of neo-serfdom and feudalism. And they are going to tax and control. Every federal agency is being given the power to federally regulate outside of law just by executive imperial fiat. In the old days, hundreds of years ago and thousands of years ago, kings would just do whatever they wanted. They would say, because I say so. Because I say so, you can't wear the color purple, because only royalty can wear that. Because I say so, you can't eat any of the rabbits in the woods, so you've got to starve to death. Because I say so, you're not allowed to start your own blacksmith shop and sell goods in the town. Only people that I authorize to are, because I say so. And it's the same thing today. Total vertical integration of the economy. Complete absolute Sovietization. For real, worse than the Soviets ever did it. I mean, this is a hellish system of control. And they've got lots of parasites, lots of ignoramuses, lots of control freaks, lots of enforcer bully thug types that are already enjoying themselves at unprecedented levels, sucking off of the productive people in society. But now, it's not enough to suck off you. They want to break your jaw and knock your teeth out with a billy club. They want to take your property. They want to take your children. And they're going to do it. They're going to bull their way in and have their way with us until we get fired up and say no.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net and start changing your life today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big radio show lined up for you today. They want to tax your toilet paper. The bill goes further than that. It taxes basically all food products, anything that had carbon involved in the production or shipping or sale, which is everything on Earth. This is the ultimate tyranny, and it's a big, sickening joke to those running the system. Meanwhile, Goldman Sachs is reporting new quarterly earnings, record profits with the bailout money. JP Morgan Chase is reporting record profits. It's so fun raping the slaves, and it's only just begun because the slaves are busy watching American Idol. The slaves are busy watching The Hills. The slaves are busy drinking their sodium fluoride water, taking their inoculations. The slaves are right where they need to be. And, you know, I've lived here in Austin under the commissariat rule. Austin was a test city in the last 20 years, and they've stolen every few years tens of thousands of acres. I haven't counted them all up. In one land grab, they grabbed 20,000 acres plus. That I witnessed in 1998, Save Our Springs. First, they would tell the landowners in and around the county that they couldn't build on their property. but then they would keep jacking up their property tax and just laughing at them. And telling them, you try to build anything on your property, we got some boys who take some steroids and wear some black uniforms. And they got weapons. And they're going to drop by. And that was basically the end of it. And so they took the property, and they've since built five-star hotels, million-dollar houses all over it. They've since built five-star weekend spas. They've since built luxury facilities for themselves. They don't just steal your property. They then personally set up land banks, the mayors and former mayors and people, and then they personally divvy up the land. And the public takes it and sucks their thumbs, so why not rate more? And so now they're going to tax everything you do worldwide. And if you don't like it, they're going to send paramilitary forces to murder you because you lay there and you take it. And so you're going to take a lot more. Oh, yeah. So I'll read over this bill later for you. It's just so incredible to see this scum continuing to have victory after victory after victory. They're not even good liars. All these effeminate chicken necks in their little suits up there speaking with their little sicky sweet voices. They get little corporate seminars to learn how to be non-threatening and sound soothing and establishment. Scamming and lying and defrauding and stealing and federalizing everything. Feds prepare to tax toilet paper in the name of climate change. The government wants to shake us down for our visits to the lavatory. That's right. And when they get questioned, when Al Gore and others get questioned, they say, use your hand. But then, of course, the water has a carbon footprint, too. There'll be an extra tax there. It's all about acts of submission, acts of supplication. Going through the airport, this is an interesting story. Going through the airport in Austin through Homeland Security, the federalization of transportation. Going through the airport in Austin, I watched a 2.5-year-old, maybe 3-year-old boy in front of me. He was in a stroller. He's probably about 2, actually. And he was asleep. But his mother shook him awake and got him awake, and she said, honey, you've got to take off your shoes. Everyone does. Honey, everyone has to get on the trains. Honey, everyone has to be deloused. Everyone has to take a shower. And so he got up, and he took his shoes off and sleepily went through, and they sternly looked at him. But the first guy who took my ID and ticket said, oh, Alex Jones, and smiled at me, and I'm thinking, oh, boy. And then I go through the checkpoint and put my stuff back in my bag, so you got to take cameras and equipment out, make sure not a terrorist, of course. And one fellow came over and said, oh, I'm a big fan of the show, and a lot of us are awake here. But the issue was, there was that little boy being inducted into bondage, being inducted into slavery, being inducted into tyranny, being taught how to be a slave. Take your shoes off. Walk on the athlete's foot floor. I mean, you think you get athlete's foot in a gym or an athlete's foot at the local pool when you go to the bathroom. Imagine the thousands of people's feet. But, oh, it didn't matter during the flu scare. Everybody still took their shoes off and went across because it had nothing to do with the flu. It was about training you how to be a slave, how to be face scanned, how to have your temperature taken, how to line up. Hundreds of different children's toys I've seen are all about lining up and taking microchips or getting tested for the flu or going through police checkpoints. Everybody's being indoctrinated in the Hollywood movies and the TV shows, the whole culture with the predictive programming, the conditioning, the acclimation. But I watched that little boy go through, and I couldn't control myself. as I'm stacking up my equipment to send it through the X-rayer, I saw a woman sitting there talking to a man while she was getting her stuff out. And I said to her, you know, this is all training you to be a slave and to submit. She looked at me and she said, I know. Oh, and I saw something new at the Austin airport. It said total body scanning. We no longer want you. Yes, they have the naked body scanners there, but notice there's no announcement. See, I see these announcements about Boston got it and Salt Lake City got it. And well, I saw the couple of years ago, it said 214 airports got it. So I guess Austin's got it. And I was already ready. If they told me to go through that, I said, no. You get a hand wand out to make sure I'm not Osama bin Laden. You're not getting to have my testicles on your video camera. I know it's extreme. I know I'm evil to be able to think, but it scans your body 360. It uses basically sonar, radar. It bounces off your body, the sound waves, the little beams it sends out, the magnetic beams. There's different types of them. This was a magnetic one, and then it creates an image of your body. And they put it on the news and say, here you are naked. Send your little kids through, your daughters, your wives. Let the TSA stick their hand down your pants. It's all about training. You've never had dealings with the police, never been in trouble. You do your job, pay your taxes, keep your head down. You're not keeping your head down. This is getting you trained for them to come on your property, in your house, with the house inspections. They got to give all these cowardly, stupid, chicken-necked people jobs. And I'm not saying all the TSA workers are cowardly chicken necks. I'm talking about the people in society, the folks that have lived and grown up in the socialist society. They want jobs and they want petty power, and they are going to rule. And now they're announcing all over the news. In fact, I saw an amazing video I'm going to air later when we go live at prisonplanet.tv called Traitors. I forget the exact headline. 21st Century Traitors, that's the name of it. And it shows the checkpoints all over the country, on the sides of the highway and on trains, and just like Homeland Security said they would do 6.5 years ago. Where just line up, we're going to search you, and now, oh, you're getting on a Greyhound bus, take your shoes off. All acts of submission, acts of slavery. I mean, they could just have the federal guards line up, pull their pants down, and we go over and kiss them on the hind end. It's the exact same thing. It has nothing to do with that. Oh, you can't have bottled water. You got to buy it inside here. Oh, you can't have toothpaste. You're a terrorist. You're going to blow stuff up. And all the explosives experts came out publicly and said that's impossible. It'll take 5-6 hours to evaporate chemicals and make a weapon in the bathroom. They don't care. It's about making you the terrorist. And I told you they were going to do this, and now they say, oh, guess what? We're not worried about Al-Qaeda. The number one threat's returning veterans and gun owners. And Sotomayor, I've got a video clip of her coming up. Got questioned last week, and she said, I'm not going to say whether you have an individual right to protect yourself. Because in past rulings by that witch, you don't. But see, she's a dominator. You can just look at her. All these people in government, it's about letting you know that you are the whore and they are the pimp. It's about slapping you upside the head, and it's about domination. We're going to do what we want. You belong to us, and you put up with it, so that must mean you're my bitch. See? Because you take it. You've all been trained to literally walk around with your heads down, putting up with whatever you're told to do. You've been trained to be a slave. Well, we got to untrain ourselves. We got to start saying no. Because I'm not going through your stinking body scanner. You got it? It isn't going to happen. And don't give me that crap, Al-Qaeda. We all know your bosses blew those towers up. We all know your bosses gave the black men syphilis and radiate the foster children to death.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Said I want to take a lot of calls. We will cover massive stacks of vital news and information coming up in the next 3 hours and 35 minutes. But right now, let's go back. Go back. We haven't gone to them yet. To your phone call, Susan in Oklahoma. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Susan.
Well, I was calling with part of a question to get your input on it and then tell you what my thought was. I had listened to your Endgame towards the end of 08, and at the a couple months into 09, I got a hold of the Obama deception, and I started looking you up on YouTube and researched and found the Myrick Report.
Yes.
And on the Christian identity, has anyone ever called you on that particular part of the Myrick Report and commented on it?
Well, no, but Christian identity is a very large, diverse group of people. I would say most of the groups I've looked into, you couldn't even really call racist. They're just saying that they believe that certain groups of Europeans are God's chosen people. But, I mean, it demonizes anything and everything in the Myrick Report. Ron Paul, anti-UN groups, pro-Second Amendment groups, veterans groups. So it's just an abomination.
The issue that I have with the three things that is listed was I was shocked at first that it didn't mention the things that you would hear in the media would be the preaching of preachers preaching things that seemed racist or against a certain gay or abortion or any kind of things that don't seem to be politically correct these days. But that isn't listed on this particular paper. I have only three things are listed. And
yeah, well, I have a bunch of different reports. Believe me, they list everything under the sun. They list animal rights groups, environmental groups, free speech groups, bike riding groups. Basically, anybody who can talk is a terrorist. I mean, if you're sitting there on fluoride and Prozac and Ritalin drooling, they like you. But if you can talk, if you can think, you're a threat. Because this is a criminal gang, and they want everything, and they want it now. And so anybody, and that goes back to congressional hearings in 77, even leaders, preachers, pastors, community leaders who were on the government side and agreed with the system were listed and had files on them and where they lived and arrest preparations ready under this martial law takeover because they might wake up somewhere down the road, so they've got to be terminated later. So that's why most of your police chiefs and police captains, they've got a death squad has their number. This is the Soviet/Nazi takeover. And you look at what the Soviets and the Nazis did in other countries, it's the same thing here. This is just absolutely cold-blooded takeover.
The stuff that's on your movies, which I've looked into further, like in all your movies, you'll see a clip. Well, I can look up the majority of them and find a longer version. For instance, when you walked up to that one man and you was talking about that meeting that you went into and took pictures, and that guy was pretty much telling you it was none of your business and walked off.
David Gergen.
I've seen a bigger video of that. So, but the thing that gets me is this is something that I've been studying for years that I knew was going to come about. And I didn't think that this particular part of the Christian identity that's on my Myrick Report copy that I have lists three things. And those three things are exactly what our church is criticized for because they twist it to make it sound. But what would be the threat of someone here saying they're from the lost tribes of Israel? What is their threat? To me, all that stuff links back to evil because they're repeating the Tower of Babylon.
No, I hear you. Listen, I appreciate your call, ma'am. We've got the clip. If I got to put that in a film. Because in this new Obama film, write a note, guys, please. We show how they're now demonizing Christian groups in these federal reports. Well, Janet Reno said on 60 Minutes that anyone who believes in the return of Jesus Christ is a terrorist. Period. I mean, they're not playing games. I don't know if people understand me. I don't just get up here for effect and say they're planning to kill you and your family. I mean, are you seeing all over the news how they're talking about eugenics and population control? Hillary in India 2 days ago called for global family planning to lower carbon footprints and said that was the best way. I mean, this is real. Hitler was real. Stalin was real. Mao was real. They're the norm in the world. Freedom is the rare exception. And it's getting taken from us, folks, by this band of crooks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 4 hours. We're here live. We're going to start going live at PrisonPlanet.tv at 12:30 Central for the last 2.5 hours of this live worldwide transmission. Got a lot of video clips and audio clips coming up, but let's continue right now with your calls. Brian in New Mexico, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just want to get right to the point here. I've been being followed by these sick bastards for about 6 months. I'm 38. I was born and raised in Minnesota, and we uncovered some things in Arizona that were going on. I'm sure you heard about the E. coli and the vegetables and the lettuce and stuff.
Well, yeah, sure. That's the field workers defecating on the food.
No, actually, it's not, Alex.
They're using sewage to water it?
Yes, exactly. They're using sewage to water everyone's vegetables all winter long, and we were exposing this. And
what's wrong with that?
They're following us with fucking black helicopters.
All right, I'm going to let you go, sir. All right. What we got is a lot of dope-smoking listeners, folks, who just think they can call up here and do whatever they want. So you're banned from the show, pal. That's your problem. It is no secret that they water the vegetables with sewage. And it's no secret that that's why people are getting sick and dying. And there's no secret that the globalists love it because that's their rule. They create the crisis. They offer the solution. It's just that simple. And I remember in 1996, the school lunch program headlined that thousands, I don't remember the exact, I think it was 6,000 students get hepatitis C from bad berries. But I had the Washington Post article, I remembered it. And there was a big scandal because the federal government was buying the school lunch program berries because they were packaging federal meals that were being shipped to some of the schools. And the berries were sprayed with human waste that had live hepatitis and other nasty things in it. And then it was being flash frozen. And so when it was unfrozen, your children were getting fresh hepatitis. Well, if you're against fresh hepatitis, you must be anti-American. Criticize the government, you're helping Al-Qaeda. You're not allowed to protest. Protesting helps Al-Qaeda. I've actually seen the Deputy Attorney General of California say that. No anti-war protest permits will be given out by the state. Oh, yes, because the war is fighting Al-Qaeda. And so if you're protesting the war, you're aiding Al-Qaeda. So you can't make up the level of their tyranny. Oh, it's pointless. But anyways, so they create the crisis of all over Mexico, where we're getting a lot of our food now, but also some in the United States, of spraying the crops with untreated sewage. And then the workers also do things in the fields, don't wash their hands. You get the picture. And then when it gets here, they say for months, we don't know why the cabbage, and we don't know why the lettuce, and we don't know why the squash, and we don't know why the spinach is giving people hepatitis and giving people all these other things. We don't know why. And of course, later it did come out in the news, it was the sewage. But now they're federalizing food production and making food producers in the United States that are left jump through all these hoops and all these taxes and all these regulations and all this certification and animal ID and premises ID and water restrictions and carbon taxes are coming down now, further destroying U.S. agriculture. But then Mexico and all the other NAFTA and GATT countries, they have none of those restrictions on when it comes in. See, all the restrictions are written for small farms, small ranches, and to shut down small organic operations. To, you know, the name of stopping hepatitis and salmonella and the rest of it, it has nothing to do with these small operations in the United States. In fact, under the bill that's left committee in the House that we've been covering the last few months, it will shut down all of the organic farming because no manure is allowed. No raw manure from cows or pigs or bats. They mine guano, some of it hundreds of years old, totally clean, totally good. Mix it into the soil when you plant. What agriculture's done for 6,000 plus years. No. But you want to spray right out of the sewage tap, human feces on it, buddy, you can just have a great time. See, everything's sick. It's all sick. Tyson Chicken lobbies for years and gets the animal ID. They've got facilities with millions and millions of chickens, giant buildings with hundreds of thousands of chickens per building. In some facilities, hundreds of buildings. So how many chickens is that? Is that in the millions? Hundreds of billions, hundreds of millions of chickens are eaten every month in this country. And most of them are produced by three big chicken producers, Tyson chief among them. Number one chicken producer in the world, Tyson, now. And he got the laws passed where He didn't really have to have clean, healthy meat. He could just radiate it. Really bad for the nutrition of it, linked to all sorts of problems, but so what? The big three producers of chicken got the laws passed where they can spray live viruses. In fact, Google that for me. I've been mentioning that the last few weeks. People won't believe it. Google viruses sprayed on meat. It'll pull up Reuters and AP. I want to just read that headline when you bring it to me. Thanks. So they can spray viruses that are basically a vaccine to kill bacteria. But then they've done studies on all the other viruses and RNA and DNA, for that matter, from the tissue they're growing these viruses on. Dead monkeys, dead babies. Got big tanks of dead babies, dead monkeys. It's all milled up, churned up. And then they grow these viruses on it. And then a bunch of other viruses and microplasms breed. But as long as the slime they create has the one virus in it that eats the bacteria, they're happy. And it's called in Latin flesh-eating bacteria. Or flesh-eating virus, excuse me, that eats the bacteria. So they spray this flesh-eating virus onto your meat. There it is, viral meat spray. ABC News, that's a good one to have. Maybe folks will believe ABC News exists. FDA okays bacteria-eating virus, exact headline I told you, to treat meat. Preparation targets microbes that kill hundreds of people a year. Absolutely. Don't have meat inspectors anymore. They've cut back on those. They allow them now to pump water into beef and chicken, so you're paying for water. That was illegal for 100-plus years. They allow them to spray viruses on the meat. They allow them to radiate everything. And Tyson Chicken and others get one tag per 100,000 chickens. One tag per building. That's kind of like once you make more than $5 million a year, your taxes drop way down. But they tell all these, you know, average poor people out there, we're going to get the rich people. We're going to tax people making over $125,000 a year apiece or $250 per couple. Hey, that's the tiny middle class that actually comes in your restaurant and buys the food. You know, you see these waitresses and people that have an attitude against the kind of nouveau riche yuppies that come in and buy food and buy wine and buy fancy shoes. Because the average person making $30,000 a year, $25,000 a year, they think somebody making $100,000 a year is rich. And there's all this class envy the media hypes up. No, that's the middle class that gives you a job. And so the ultra rich are busy waging war against the middle class, shutting it down. And then you're not going to have a good job anymore. See how that works? And now we see Obama's tax plan. It's hundreds of new taxes on everybody. Everyone. Everybody. He lied on that too, didn't he? But as they implode the economy, they're going to beat the drum and say, let's tax the rich. Meanwhile, most of that tax money's taken and given as banker bailout money. Oh, by the way, I forgot this article. I forgot to go over it. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's here in my stack. Wait, I guess that didn't print. Thought I hit print on that. Guys, go to Prison Planet and InfoWars for me. It's in the top stories. It's $23 trillion. You see, the last banker bailout numbers we had was 2.5 months old, and it was 14.8. And I said, at current spending, in 2 months when they announce new numbers, it should be above $20 trillion. Yes, it's $23 trillion and change. There's the headline. Cost of bailouts hits a whopping $24 trillion. That according to CNBC. But that's coming up next hour. I'm going to get back to your calls right now. Now, to the fella called in scared about black helicopters, you know, I see this a lot. I'm Alex Jones. I mean, I'm kind of the biggest guy in the anti-New World Order movement and conspiracy, whatever you want to call it, in alternative reality. Or in simply pointing out the hypocrisy. And I've had some harassment and some things happen, and then I just said, I don't care, do whatever you're going to do to me, and it all went away. Because the only other option they've got is to set me up for something I haven't done or kill me. Harassment doesn't work on me. Audits don't work. Being beat up doesn't work. Being threatened doesn't work. It doesn't work. I'm committed. Point of no return. My whole life, everything I am spiritually, physically, is invested in fighting evil. I am far beyond driven, far past committed. My entire soul isn't just committed to this fight. My soul is this fight. And so when you stop caring, you stop getting harassed. Now, that said, still occasionally different branches of the New World Order, who the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing, they'll do a test harassment, and I always enjoy them. And I always enjoy it, and it gives me energy and helps me get up in the morning, so that goes away. But more often than not, people who are in rural areas think black helicopters are after them because they'll be a listener to this show or listener to another show, and they'll see a helicopter over their house and flying around on their 10 acres or whatever. Everybody gets that visit. You can be a Bush-loving neocon, Obama-loving communist. You can be a New World Order lover. Everybody. You can be a cop, and you own 20 acres, and another agency doesn't know that. They're going to come fly over your property looking for marijuana plants because they get to take your property and move into it if they find dope. And they're looking for heat exhaust ports off your house, off-gassing heat from grow lamps. They're looking for the residents of grow lamps. Everybody gets that visit. So what happens by extension is you visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Folks, tens of millions of people visit the sites every week now. It's insane how big they are. Everybody's not getting a black helicopter visit who visits my site. Everyone is getting a black helicopter visit. They fly in grids. They fly over every piece of property. My parents have 3.5 acres in the middle of Austin. Every month or so, helicopter flies over, looks around for marijuana plants, flies around residencing the house, violating the Fourth Amendment. Courts have said they can't do it. They do it. They don't care. But they're not doing it because they're the New World Order. They're to come suck your blood out. They're to abduct you and take you to the mothership. That is, they're not overtly doing it for the New World Order, you know, to intimidate you because you're anti-New World Order. It's all part of the New World Order that everybody's under surveillance. All right, that said, let's go to more calls. So this guy, you know, since he's exposing and telling people about how they're using sewage on the crops, and then he sees helicopters. Of course you see helicopters in rural areas and in growth areas and in plant areas. And they got helicopters flying over the city parks in the more remote areas. I can't tell you how many times years ago when I had time to hike 2 or 3 times a week in the green belts, tens of thousands of acres the cities have stolen. You know, more and more they're building on it, but the stolen property, you still hike on it, you know, that they stole from people before they build on it. And, you know, I remember several times having a helicopter fly over and look at me, or one of the DEA or Army helicopters. The Army helps the local police fly around and look for pot. It's all part of merging the military and police. You can even Google, you know, Army helping police look for marijuana, and you'll see hundreds of news articles. That's what it is. They're not flying over your house because you're anti-New World Order. So see, there's a fine line here of paranoia. Yes, the New World Order is enslaving us. Folks, if you want something to worry about, if you want something where they're getting you, where they're attacking you, the vaccines, the GMO food, the sodium fluoride and other chemicals in the water. But see, that's done compartmentalized. There's less than 10 big companies authorized and certified through this certification process the feds have, because they lobby the cities and counties to pass the laws, and then they also lobby the action plan of the chemicals they put in your water. The people at the water plant don't know what they're doing. Most of the people at the companies where they're mining the stuff out of the ground, the chemicals, and where they're mixing the toxic waste from aluminum production and fertilizer production, they don't know. It's compartmentalized. You want to look for where you're being attacked? It's anything unified and standardized. That's where they're getting it. Because it's a very small group of people carrying out this whole thing. Okay? All right, we're going to take more calls. Stay with us.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I'm going to take calls. We're going to go to John, Jim, Mark, Dino, D, and many others. Dino disagrees from Oregon, so we'll put him to the head of the line. Go ahead, Dino.
Hey, Alex.
Go ahead.
Well, I just disagree with some of the approaches you take, the way you deliver the information. I've been listening to you since 2002, so obviously I support you. I listen to Joyce, the Power Hour, and Derry Brownfield.
Great, good for them. There's all these different ways that people deliver information. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean here, but I don't make you listen. I don't claim to have all the answers here, buddy. I mean, I'm just a free human being covering what's happening and going over what's happening, trying to shake people awake.
Side of it real quick, I'm not your buddy, pal, but that's just a joke. But seriously, I just want to say that you're doing a good job. I think we need to concentrate less on fear and reaction right now. Americans need to hold their ground, stand strong, and get away from the New World Order. That's an easy thing to do.
Hold their ground? We're getting run over here. We're getting run over here by the globalists. The average person is still sucking their thumb, walking around like it's all a big party.
I agree with the information, obviously, but Joyce the other day had some guy on there talking about overpopulation. I called her and I said, geez, this guy is talking about overpopulation. The world's not overpopulated. Look at Google Earth. There's hardly any people on the damn planet. We need more people. We need to promote people. We need to meet our neighbors and talk to our friends about this information. And maybe listen to Alex Jones a little less. Maybe just 2 days a week. I was on 5 and 6 days a week for 6 years.
You're a great caller. I appreciate the weirdo call. Let's listen to Alex a little bit less. that's a good idea. Look, I understand there's an innate subconscious frustration with hearing me get up here and get angry and get serious. And maybe you should be listening a little less, sir. Because if you think the way you contribute is calling up and telling me what I need to do better or how I need to deliver things better, I say start your own radio show, start your own newsletter, start your own website. More power to you. That's what we try to do here as well. We try to link to everybody and promote everybody. But I'm also a free human. And you can say a little less fear. Let me tell you something. I talked to two women in the airport yesterday and a woman on the airplane flying back from Los Angeles. And I just walked up to them and I said, you have very nice young children. You need to really investigate vaccines. They're very, very deadly. And the women all said, thank you. Because I did it in a serious, focused, met their eyes and told them. Now, are you walking up to women in public places and telling them not to shoot their babies up? Because I am. And I'll say it again. I don't execute everything perfectly. I'm not perfect, but I am executing. I am taking action. I am involved. I am out there doing the best job I can every single day. Okay? And so it's a diversion to call in and say, I'm fear-mongering. They're openly announcing forced inoculations in the fall. And if they can sell the public on it, they're going to do it. Now, if that doesn't scare you, I don't know what is. You know, the news is scary. Talk of attacking Iran. Israel saying they may do it. That's scary, buddy. I'm not the one doing that. You can blame the messenger all day long if you want. More power to you. More power to you. As for me, I'm going to continue to take action and get involved. All right, Joe, Jim, Mark, Dean, and others, your calls are straight ahead in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Got a ton of important news pieces coming up. Like Costco bailout hits a whopping $24 trillion. That's double the GDP. And we're only, 8, 9 months? I don't know, October 3rd to now? That's 9 months into the banker takeover. At this rate, it's going to be $30-plus trillion in 1 year. And they're not going to stop there. Why not? Why not stop? Why stop? Public puts up with it. There's no end to what they'll put up with. Believing Obama. Reading off a teleprompter. Some slick Harvard scam artist lawyer. Because he's got some melanin in his skin. Oh, everything's changed. Oh, it's impossible for someone with any African blood to rip anybody off. It's impossible to be scammed. There's no criminals that are black. Oh, we're saved. Oh, all my problems are solved. Oh, Mr. Obama, thank you so much. I won't have to worry about my rent anymore, my car payment anymore. I've got hundreds of video clips of idiots saying that. And Obama's saying exactly what I said he'd do. You just help me tax and take out the middle class, and I'll give you all their money. Oh, yes, Obama. He promised me money, but first I've got to join the government in the new youth brigades and steal it, and then he'll give me some. And I guess that's true. I guess you will get minimum wage. What a genius system they have. Land of the cowards, home of the slaves. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Vermont. John, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Appreciate everything you do.
Appreciate you. What's on your mind there?
Have you ever heard of Emanuel Velikovsky? He wrote in the 50s and 60s about, he wrote from a different perspective on Earth history and stuff. Anyway, he was excused from basically being a scientist by the scientific community, who was bought and paid for, in my opinion, and he writes about that. I was wanting to talk about the one specific book he wrote about called Mankind in Amnesia, which was actually one book I haven't read, but It addresses, from what I understand, it addresses a collective amnesia that people actually choose to forget pains in history. They forget the
No, that's it. They tend to put up with them and submit to them and rationalize them. But that's only when you can kind of mesmerize or trick or put somebody under a spell or a trance. Then once they're under that, they'll put up once they're broke back, once they're under the thumb. The change has come. You're under my thumb. And, we don't look the government in the eyes. We're cowed. And we have to find our humanity and our anger again. And I was just in the airport saying, don't take vaccines. I'm not going through your body scanner. The government's criminal. And if they would have told me to go through the scanner, I wasn't going to do it. I mean, you just got to say, you know what? I'm done licking your boots. I'm not kissing your big, fat government butt anymore, your wart-covered butt, and that's the end of it. You can go to hell! Sorry, I just can't handle it anymore. And look, they got the cops under the government's thumb. They all henpeck them and manipulate them and control them, and all the government people, they're all under forms of oppression. And I'm done! I'm free, I am me. End of it! Anything else, sir?
Exactly. No, I was just going to say I get dull. I forget what our government has done to us. 9/11.
That's fear-mongering. Fear-mongering. There's nothing wrong. We shouldn't be upset. Everything's fine. Don't listen to Alex. Don't listen to him. Everyone, nothing to see here. Move on. Things aren't scary. Anything else, my friend? Anything else, John?
Yeah, just have people remember that name. Emanuel Velikovsky. Read the book Earth and Upheaval. Fantastic book, Earth in Upheaval and Worlds in Collision.
You have done well, Lord Vader. I've not read that book, but I have heard that. All right, we'll come back and talk to John, Mark, D, and others.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Z in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In Oklahoma, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Alex. How are you today?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
Okay, question. I will not accept President Obama as our president because I saw him stand up there and take an oath to defend and support the Constitution of the United States, and he is not qualified to be president.
Well, no kidding.
Heard this before. This is picayune-ish, I know, but I just cannot accept the fact because he was not either one of those, either one of the requirements of the Constitution, he is not president in my eyes.
Well, what are the two reasons you're saying he's not president?
Well, the thing of it is, he was born in
Kenya.
Mombasa, Kenya, right. And what is that? Is it I'm being too picky-unish about this, or what is it? I just cannot understand. These guys take an oath. They very well know the generalities of the Constitution, and to stand up there and make that statement, knowing full well that what he's saying is a lie. You know, I mean, what the heck?
I hear you. I appreciate the call. I don't think that's the first time we've heard that he's born in Kenya. In fact, I think that's been beat to death. I don't know whether he was born in Kenya or not. The evidence begins to lean the way that he actually was born in Kenya and that it's all a big cover-up. He put out a receipt of birth and will not release his birth certificate and has gone to great lengths to not release it. And then African newspapers report he was born there. His grandmother tells news cameras he was born there. It doesn't really, I mean, it matters, but it's been used as a political diversion from the fact that he's lied about everything he said he would do. I mean, he is a dissembler, a deceiver, a liar, a spinner. And the sickest point is people have somehow gotten to the position where they just accept that politicians lie. They just accept that, oh, that's the way it is. See, we've capitulated. Oh, they steal property and they steal land and they run checkpoints and they spy on us without warrants and they come in our houses without warrants and this is just what they do. And oh, yeah, the politicians are all crooks, but what are you going to do? I like this crook or I like that crook. I like this crook because she's Hispanic and I'm Hispanic. Or I like this crook because he's white and I'm white. Or I like this crook because he's black and I'm black. And see, in a corrupt system, they love to make it about tribalism, about religion, or about sex, or about what color somebody is. Are they male and female? You know, what group is it? So everything's about the group instead of everybody being treated equal and there being a rule of law. And so that's why it's all about racial politics. You know, they had a radio show got canceled here in Austin that was on 590 a.m. in the morning. Because the show was all about comedy and being tongue-in-cheek and making jokes about racial stuff, which is actually, by and large, more healthy than not obsessing over it all day. But see, Margaret Sanger can say, kill black babies, and the blacks are subhuman, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg can say, we need abortion to get rid of certain undesirable poor groups and minority groups, and that's liberal. Oh, how smart. Kill the blacks. Oh, how loving. Oh. And all the liberal groups are for it, and then, you know, they've paid off the different African American and Hispanic groups to be for carbon taxes and local carbon controls in their communities, and oh, Planned Parenthood's so liberal. See, actually, killing black babies and Mexican babies, that's good. That's a loving, liberal, sweetie cake thing. But, oh, my goodness, if a local radio show starts telling jokes, making fun of racists about Hispanics, they've got to be fired. It's mind control. It's people trained to be into pettiness, trained to be into garbage. And so, it's just a nation of idiots. I tune into talk radio. I read op-ed pieces, and they're always covering distractions and diversions or issues that don't matter. Or if they do cover an issue that gets into some real substance, they're wrong about the issue. And you've got a bunch of dumbed down, shallow, stupid people. And they're tailor-made to be taken advantage of. And the problem we've got is those of us that are intelligent, are informed, are energetic, are entrepreneuristic, we got a problem because the elite have got a giant horde of dumbed down fluoride heads that'll do anything for Big Macs and iPods. And they're going to use them as a weapon, and they're going to put them in uniforms, and they're going to gang rape us. So we got to stand up against them and inform as many people that are awake now. because it'll only take 5-10% of us standing up for these parasites to be driven off. Because parasites are cowardly, they're stupid, they're weak. They'll act tough and they'll wear fancy black uniforms and give themselves all sorts of titles and they'll strut around. But when push comes to shove, they fold. When push comes to shove, they fold because they're weak in the knees. They got a weak chin. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Mark in New York. Mark, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex. First of all, thanks for being my friend, and I hope you accept to be mine, too. And I know how you're into American Indian history, and I picked up my Lakota.
Not a lot, a little bit. I mean, I know I don't want to claim I'm some expert on that, but I have read quite a few history books on it. It's very interesting.
But I did a little research because I picked up the Lakota coins thanks to you. And I was wondering what the Constitution meant by enemies, foreign and domestic. So I picked up the Federalist Papers, thank to you, and Hamilton, number 24, writes, it's only a sentence, give me a second, the savage tribes of our western frontier ought to be regarded as natural enemies. They're natural allies because they have most to fear from us and most to hope from them. Under Grant, when we had a depression, he sent the army out to go into the Black Hills, which was treated to the Indians, massacred some of them, and took their gold away, Alex. Okay? And that squad ended up getting, I think it was 12 medals of honor, killing 103 Indians. 93 of them were women and children. And they called it the 7th Cal. And the 7th Cal was actually the first squad to go in Vietnam as well in 1965. And it just amazes me what we did to the Indian. And during World War II, they drafted them for the code. And if it wasn't for that code that they still can't break till this day, who knows where we'd be.
Well, it's another example of what governments will do to people. And if you think the globalists care about the American people, whether they be Native American, German, Jewish, Chinese, if you think the globalists care about you one scintilla more than they cared about the Native Americans, which they said were savages to be exterminated, there were British Army manuals on how to give them smallpox blankets that are over 250 years old. You got another thing coming. The elites don't just see us as cheap, our lives as cheap. They see them as negatives, that it's positive to kill us. And that's stated by their United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 96, by State Department Memorandum 200, by the White House Science Czar's own textbook. I mean, you turn over any rock, read any of their writings, randomly walk into a biology department. If there's a university near you, randomly go talk to the head of the biology department, because the heads are always into this. If you go talk to a regular biologist, you might get a different opinion. I'd say 70% of the time you go talk to a biologist, they'll say, yeah, there's too many of us. We got to have eugenics, get rid of people. But about 90% of the time, you go to the biology department head, and it'll be a eugenicist. Just walk up to him in the cafeteria. Hey, doctor, whatever it is, tell me what you think about the Earth and its population. And so they're everywhere. They're in every position of power. They mean business. I appreciate your call. I mean, think of the power trip they're on. Think of how they know they're winning. And they are going to go on winning. Because the people are in a trance. And so they're going to go on sticking stuff in your food, sticking stuff in your water. They're going to continue as you get diabetes and cancer and become sterile or semi-sterile. So they made the decision to make everybody semi-sterile so that it's very, 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 very hard to get somebody pregnant. So women are almost sterile. Men are almost sterile on average. 87% reduction in sperm count in the last 20 years in the United States, England, and Europe. And then they go out and do tests of Amish people, double-blind studies, and find they're not having the sperm count drop. Drink your water. Drink it down. There you go. Take the medicine. It's for your own good. These chicken-necked, power-freaking, control-freaking scientists enjoy it. They love looking at you at church and in the airport, knowing they're running a soft kill on you. It's disgusting. And I, for one, have had enough of these bastards. What about you? And all you cops that serve this corrupt system and all you military, you're not on the winning team either. You're in the boat with me, pal. I'm in the same boat with you. We may not even like each other, but we're in the same stinking boat.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit premiumecigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. Premiumecigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 21st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 952.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $979.30, $489.65 for the half ounce, and $244.83 for the quarter ounce. That's $979.30, $489.65, and $244.83.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole garden is gonna be against the law.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, continuing with your phone calls, which I just love doing. Let's talk to Dee in Kentucky. Spin the wheel, see where the new caller takes us. Dee, you're on the air. Welcome.
Well, hello, Alex. Glad to be talking to you. And just to let you know, I didn't call to chastise you like the other guy did a while ago.
Hey, that's fine. I love it. Well, I mean, am bad. I am filth. Everything is my fault. I am scum. I mean, go ahead.
He's just like Obama anyway. He's calling you saying he supports you, but this is what's up. You know, but anyways.
Good for him. I love it.
If you Google in Kentucky, there's a place in northern, just north of Lexington. It's called Bluegrass Station. It's where they have their L3 communications. Does all the communications for pretty much the whole military. For the past 3 months, we've been observing. They've been bringing in Humvees left and right, left and right, left and right. We didn't know what they were doing. There's also a field logic center up just above the hill of us where they do reinforcement. They haven't been going there. They've been going to L3. Well, at the place that I work, we did a delivery to the L3. So I don't really want to say this, but I do have the videotape of us going in to behind the secured fence. You're not supposed to, what's supposed to be doing this, but I haven't. And when I actually got inside, as far as the eye could see of these Humvees being installed with technology, like it was being set up for police cars. So I asked the lady, I said, what's the deal with all the Humvees? She was like, oh, you know, people just need them. And I was like, well, what average American needs a military Humvee with a computer and new communication systems put in? And I kind of just kept walking along, and I was like, look like somebody's getting ready for martial law. And the lady's just like,
well, sir, like, we can edit the video where they don't know who you are, or you should edit it where you think it's safe and get it uploaded immediately. But this isn't your opinion. I remember 10 months ago they had the headline, Homeland Brigade starts tour in October, right along the time that Congress was being threatened with physical martial law. They didn't go along with it. And it states they're going to have Army and Marines ruling America. And they're going to have checkpoints, and they're going to run your license. And if you're on the list, you're going to a death camp. And these guys, for their paycheck, will do it in a second. Because the feds are going to be staging bombings and terror attacks saying that the American people are doing it. And they'll kill cops and put it on the news, the dead cops laying all over the ground. The cops will just go absolutely ape on the public. And because it's all about being savage and macho and evil and cool. And it's just going to be a giant bloodbath. At least that looks like where it's going. Now describe who L3 is, what the company is, what you witnessed.
Okay, L3 is a communications company that does all the private military. If the guy that was scared of helicopters, they're in and out of here, and they're the air assault copters, the ones that they not parachute, but the ones that they propel down out of. And they've been coming in and out, in and out, in and out. Well, when you go into L3, it's armed guarded inside of Bluegrass Station, another separate part of it. And you can get on Bluegrass Station just through a security gate, but to get through there, you got to go through a full security check. When we went in, the warehouse had to be 50,000 to 100,000 square foot, just one section. And when you go in the warehouse, as far as I could see, are these Humvees to the left, and even little all-terrain vehicles as well, like ATVs, or even like the two-buggy ones, like an Arctic Cat. Those as well. And to the right, the whole wall was full of the computers systems that they were installing on the Humvees. And next to them was the.
And you're saying it was the type that they put in squad cars?
Yeah, it was. I mean, that's what they were preparing them for, like squad cars.
Well, I mean, look, the bankers already stole $24 trillion in just a few months. They need more. And the public's going to have its teeth knocked out and be taught who's master. And, you know, Americans need jobs, so the new jobs are going to be prison guards and paramilitary police. And that's why they got the Marines and Army out everywhere at checkpoints, just getting everybody acclimated. And the governor of Tennessee told them not to do it 3 months ago. And they said, sit down and shut up. This is our country now, and we're going to take it down by the foreign banks. And we're going to turn loose all the socialist scum to rule you. And the troops say, yes, sir. We're ready to rape America, sir. Yes, sir. Are you military? Are you police? Are you really going to do this? Hey, are you going to get that video edited and get it up on YouTube, or you want to send it to us, brother?
I want to get it. Yeah, I don't want to throw it on something on YouTube where they can try to track it back.
Stay there. I want to hear more about this when we get back. Stay there, D. evil terrorist. How dare him show you this information? Al-Qaeda could get it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
PrisonPlanet.tv at the start of the next segment, the last 2 hours and 10 minutes, and then I'm going to start going to those video clips. I see these kind of stories every day. There's one where there's 50 million to this group to start environmental carbon taxes in their area, and a million to that group, and 500,000 to this group. They're just buying everybody off. That's why every major corporation, company, community group, they're all getting on board pushing, quote, sustainability. And a lot of it sounds reasonable. Like, I was looking at the current issue of National Geographic this morning, and it was how to grow gardens on the roofs of buildings. Sounded great. But then it was, oh, we need to set the precedent to make it the law you have to do this. And then that becomes a form of tyranny and allows them to regulate and control. And once that precedent's set, it's over. And, oh, we want to have sustainability in our forest. Sounds reasonable. What does that really mean? It means total control by offshore banks that have bankrupted this nation by design. So big news blitz coming up in the next segment. A bunch of different video clips I want to play. I want to play a news clip so it's not just me saying it. Cost of bailout hits a whopping $24 trillion. I'm sorry, I got that wrong in the first hour. I said $23 trillion. It's $24, sorry. It's worse than I said. FDA okays bacteria-eating viruses to treat meat. I mentioned that, so I want to go over that story. And I've got a bunch of other articles here as well we haven't even gotten to yet. But going back to D in Kentucky, D, so you were in this facility making a delivery, and they were getting all these Humvees ready for martial law. I mean, that's already confirmed that they're going to have tens of thousands, well, they already do, of regular Army patrolling America. And part of the acclimation process of all of this is to have them running checkpoints in every major U.S. city. And other federal forces are already doing that. But that's why we see the press releases of, oh, the Army's out with Homeland Security running checkpoints in Tennessee. And the governor says, stop that. And they say, no. Or, oh, a highway patrol press release. The Marines are going to be out assisting officers at checkpoints countywide. And then the news calls and says, isn't that illegal? And the Marines say, oh, we're not doing it now. And then because Marines are meant to lie to enemies, forces. It's part of PSYOP. And then the news shows up and there are the Marines. And then they call the Marine commander and he says, you didn't see that. Because this is PSYOPs. You don't tell the Iranians when you parachute in and plant bombs on a bridge and then get extracted out at the border 5 miles away. You don't tell an enemy you're putting deadly brain-eating chemicals in their water supply to make them submit. You hit them, and you hit them hard. You hit them well. It's so enjoyable to have the slaves taking it so well. Oh, they're taking it. We'll give them more then. Take them to a new depth of bondage and enslavement. Train them, break them, make them submit to the foreign banks with little pot-bellied globalists running it all. There's nothing the scum won't take, and we're going to give it all to them. That's the attitude. So they're going to take your family farm and ranch. You just watch. And if you don't like it, the SWAT teams will kill you dead. It's always done with an excuse. Oh, well, you didn't pay the tax. You got into environmental violations. You will submit to the officers. And they're going to take your factory. And they're going to take your business. And they're going to take your kids. And I see the stories every day where families, for no reason, have their children taken. And they cry about it. And they beg and say, this is America. I'm supposed to have due process. And they take it. So they're going to take more then. I'm really in a nasty mood today. I shouldn't even be on air. Just so sick of it. It's so obviously corrupt. It's so obviously evil. The system's so obviously out of control. Why do we have to put up with all this bull? Why do good people take being bossed around by a bunch of parasite scum? I feel like I could take on 20 people right now, I swear. I'm so angry I could just gnash my teeth till they broke off. Till it's just my gums are just bloody hubs. I just like to bite into the New World Order. Oh, man, I tell you what. Disgusting pedophile scum is what runs the New World Order. Filthy, degenerate psychopaths that every cell in my body cries out against. I just want to run them over because I'm normal. When people are waging war against me and gutting my country and giggling and smiling about it in their fancy suits, it makes me want to throw up. And all these government officials and clown outfits and different costumes that everybody bows down to like a bunch of retarded monkeys. The general public sits there and, that's all that regalia and titles and uniforms are. It's a bunch of bull. I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of you, New World Order. And I'm sick of all the cowardly scum that's being hurt by the New World Order that feels like they're part of the power structure going along with it. And all the creepy yuppies, all the mid-level servants of the elite, all on power trips, all with their fake confidence games and their fake quiet demeanor and how, quote, nothing affects them and they don't care about society and they just sit there like parasites. You need to go into the fire too, you pieces of crap. I'm sorry, D in Kentucky. Anything else about this facility? How many Humvees did you see? How many Humvees per facility? And of course, you were asking the locals in the, about it, and they didn't realize what was going on around them. They were just, totally mind dumb?
They could have totally been playing it off. In my opinion, that's what I think, because, they're not supposed to resist. This is a military facility that, we had to get special clearance. We had to do a special search, special waivers to get us through. And, when I asked the question, it was more like, it tried to avoid any more.
Because you're American scum. If you would have been a foreign intelligence, group, you would have been allowed into the Pentagon highest security without even signing in, because you are the enemy, buddy. Hell, there's a factory by where my office is, and they make people take their shoes off and search them to go in there. It's all crap. And they're going to phase in this searching and checkpoints into every facet of our lives. I'm sorry. I'm going to shut up. Go ahead.
Well, you're right on, Alex. And what it takes, it takes people that has a position of view to hear from the people that's here, that's out trying to do some work. And so that when they do see something come up, they'll be like, on prison play, well, I've seen that on prison play. Well, what's really going on? Maybe these people are right. Maybe we should have listened. Maybe we should have took our heads out of our rear ends. Huh. But they don't realize that. They don't care about us.
So what else was going on in these warehouses?
They have been taking in, I couldn't tell you what type of vehicles these were, but one day we came in. There is also, this is also a FEMA, this is a FEMA site. It's not an actual Rex 84, but they do a lot of stuff for FEMA. They got the,
what's the name of it? What's the name of this filth pit again?
It's called Bluegrass Station. It's just north of Lexington, Kentucky, just outside of a little town called Avon.
All right. Go ahead.
They do all kinds of stuff, but they brought, it had to be, as far as I could see this railroad track, these military truck liner vehicles, they pulled them in on trains. And as far as you could see, it looked like these things were getting prepared for something. For people to think that we're getting ready to invade North Korea with Humvees and these huge military vehicles, they're crazy. If they were getting ready to run into Iran, people that's got nuclear power, they were getting ready to just try to overrun them on the ground. People are crazy. They're out of their minds. This is totally what would look for somebody to be preparing for, like, a massive riot, a United States riot.
Occupying. Well, they admit that they're getting ready for civil unrest and total destruction. See, they shut the economy off. Then they say, give us unlimited money, we'll turn it back on. They take the $24 trillion, it's got $24 trillion, hoard it for themselves, and they got unlimited money to buy off all the local scum. And you just got a bunch of, oh, my God, this country's going down. There's no doubt. It's just going to rot like a big, fat, bloated hog out in the summer heat. And then it doesn't stop there. All the maggots of government are going to crawl all over us. It's just disgusting. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Do you want to send us that info with a specific letter of what to show? I'm pretty smart.
I have to edit some of the video for my partner and I, our face where it, might have got caught in the video, because this was done with I have a cell phone that I can upload through a USB cord to my computer, and I don't want to send it over my cell phone, but I can do it through a computer and send it to Prison Planet.
Yeah, let me put you on hold and give you some emails to send it to, but around here to make sure we get it, because we get so many emails coming and we miss sometimes. Send it to writers@infowars.com, showtips@infowars.com. Off air, I'll give you another email to send it to. But, if it's a hassle to edit it, we will not show your face. We can edit it, too. You can trust me to not show your face. But if you've got the capability to edit it out to where it's good, that's even better. So send it to me, and then maybe write up a one-page commentary with it, and we'll post it as an article.
Okay, that'll work. And
do you have any idea about when you're going to send it? Have you ever edited video before?
Oh, yeah. I've
my roommates are computer geniuses with video, sound, everything. But, I mean, it wouldn't be something that's, it's not going to be something we're doctoring up. We're not here to play a game. We're here to show people, look, this is for real. You're either with us or you're not with us. And if you're not with us, you can just lay down. You can be a slave. You can be done for all we care. We're trying
well,
to help
they've
people.
Infiltrated our society with their tyranny, and people that are fighting for liberty, we're infiltrating their criminal takeover. I'm going to put you on hold and give you some other email addresses. Well, you know, I guess the email addresses I gave you were all the email addresses that are there. Let me talk to John off air real quick and give him the one to send it to. Okay, there. I just gave Dee the place to send it. Let's talk to Christina in Alabama. Go ahead, Christina.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I just had a question actually about vaccines. I'm starting school in August, and they're telling me that I need documentation showing that I've taken the MMR.
Yeah, there's no law. You have to take shots at those schools, and they know there's a waiver form for it. They're just absolutely criminal, murdering scum. We have to start taking this for what it is, a lying scumbag facility claiming you can't go to their stupid school to learn how to be a slave without having all their shots when they know there's no law. It's a stinking regulation that they then demand a waiver form. And we have to, I mean, when I hear them all over the news, because school's about to start going, it's the law, take the shots or you're going to be arrested. And I know it's going to kill and maim and screw up those kids. And how many parents I know have called me that didn't listen and gave their kids shots and then they're basically retarded. It just makes me sick. I'm sorry, Christina. Go ahead and tell me what else is going on.
So I just need to basically get like a waiver. Do I get that at a doctor's or like, how do I do that? You
the
know?
Scumbag filth. That's what they are, lying, larcenous worms who get federal money for injecting you with the sterilization compounds. Of course, they don't know that. It's compartmentalized slugs. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I feel like I've taken it before, though, because they're saying that I should have taken it when I was, like, 12 months old. So I'm like, I'm not going to take something that I've already apparently taken before. I just can't show the documentation because my doctor's dead. So I really just don't know where to go next, but I guess I'll just be fighting
well,
it.
Well, number one, ma'am, they want you to take meningitis and 100 other deadly shots. Okay. You're calling from Alabama?
Yes.
Well, I mean, Alabama's the place they got caught injecting black men with syphilis and letting them die over 45 years. They ran a bunch of other secret experiments there with radiation. So I wouldn't be taking anything the university system tries to give you. There is no law. You've got to take it to be in school. You tell them, I am a religious objector, and they ask for more details. Say, look, you're just supposed to give me a form. They also have conscientious objectors in Alabama. And so vaccine waiver forms, Alabama, and you send it to the health department. The school's supposed to give you the stinking form, and you just send it in, and that's the end of it. But then they know to track you and watch you and that you don't have them. Now, there's been court cases where how do you have to have a form for something that isn't even a law? Well, it's their policy. So see, it's all done through corporate fraud. But is this a community college or a state college?
Yeah, it's a state college.
I mean, look, what are you even going? I'm not saying you shouldn't go to college. I mean, there are some uses in engineering and a few other things. But all you do is go into debt to these criminal groups. You know, most universities are just fronts. They're just a facade for offshore corporations, and most of the money gets sent to investments. I mean, take UT. They got over 50-something billion in offshore accounts separate from their budget. It's not part of the pensions, anything. They keep raising rates. They get half the oil and gas money in the state of Texas. They own big sports teams, radio networks. It's just all a big scam, ma'am. I mean, why do you want to give money to these scumbag, filthy bankers so they can just take the money? I mean, what are you going to school for, to be a nurse or something?
Well, I mean, I was leaning towards something like that, but I really don't know. I just need a direction. I mean, I'm 25 years old. I don't have a degree. I know I don't want to give money to these people, but I can't be going from crappy job to crappy job. You know what I mean? I mean,
no, I understand. And I mean, I was thinking nursing because there is a shortage in that. Because everybody's going to be basically dead or dying soon with all the vaccines and water they're drinking. So, I mean, you can go work in that, you know, facility of death. But, I mean, there are still a lot of good nurses and people, so you can go and, I mean, that is actually a good job to get a profession. But you can't really be a carpenter anymore because the illegal aliens took all those jobs. And I just know a lot of people that go get degrees who end up working at the grocery store bagging groceries. Well, look, you don't have to take the vaccine. You don't have to take the shot. Like they tell medical workers they've got to take it. My dad hadn't had shots in forever. And, you know, he's a dentist. I mean, look, it's all lies. It's all fraud. Even if you think vaccines are good, and I'm not saying you're saying that, but other people, why are they lying and saying you have to take it?
Yeah, exactly. I won't let them do it.
Sorry I'm ranting at you. I'm just really in a bad mood.
Oh, you're fine. I so appreciate everything you do, Alex. I really do.
Well, I appreciate you, and it's good to hear from you, Christina. I was gone out of town. I worked all weekend until 2, 3, 4 in the morning, California time. And so I even smoked some cigarettes, which I hadn't done in 5-6 months. And then I only smoked a few, but then as soon as I don't stop smoking them, I just get incredibly irritable for 2 days. I ought to just go home and spend time with my family for 2 days and give you guys encore broadcast because I literally shouldn't be here. You know, because all the tyranny and seeing the little kids getting searched at the airports, and I just am sick of it. I'm sick of it. And I had these cops in the LA airport kind of stare at me weird, bug their eyes out at me because there was a restaurant. I stuck my head in to see if it was full because there was a line. They were getting mad thinking I was cutting in front of them. Just a bunch of thug scum.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I love you folks. I love all of you. And thanks for putting up with me. I am in a bit of an angry mood today because watching my country die, watching it being overrun by crooks, watching them on the verge of passing taxes on toilet paper, bottled drinks, beef, chicken, pork, roads, all plastics, factories, to know that it's unlimited power for all these agencies to just come in and shut down whatever they want. It makes me mad. I mean, you really want to get down to it. I try to just get angry and hate these people, but at the core of it, I'm just sick of it. It's so ridiculous that the evil has to keep winning. I'm tired of it. We just went live at PrisonPlanet.tv, an hour and 50 minutes into the radio show. We're here live every day, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Coming up, I got a bunch of video clips I want to play. I've got Walter Cronkite at a World Federalist Society calling for world government. We have Hillary Clinton last week at the Council on Foreign Relations saying that the CFR tells the White House what to do, which is a fact. But now these bastards are openly, they've gone from saying the CFR didn't exist 10, 12 years ago to saying it exists and they run things. I mean, again, they're dominating us. They're just showing us everything. And I have a CNBC clip because the last time, 3 months ago, the last number was 14.8 trillion they'd stolen in 7 months. Now, 9 months into the banker takeover from last October, 24 trill. The sky's the limit. Folks, we got to pay for all this with interest. I mean, it's over. We're screwed. Either we say we're not paying it, it's fraud, you all go to jail, bankers, or they rule us with carbon police. And it's on the news. They've got carbon police. It's on the news. They're saying it's good. I mean, I am just going crazy, folks. This is so insane. And by the way, we're not the bankers. We're not the New World Order. They get to tax you and then use our own money against us. So at the closing of this hour, we'll come right back and get into all the video clips and your calls. I want to tell folks about Fabled Enemies. Jason Burmese's hard-hitting 9/11 film exposing how the globalists carried out the attacks. The latest information, the most up-to-date. Want to get Fabled Enemies at Infowars.com. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement to understand what makes the New World Order tick, what their master plan is. A new documentary presentation with added footage nobody had ever seen of that last interview Aaron Russo did before he died with me. Reflections and Warnings, interview with Aaron Russo. We've got a deal on Infowars.com where you can get this for free when you get it with the Obama deception. I just want to get these out to people. Folks had requested that we put this on a DVD in higher quality. It's got a presentation for myself, the latest banking info, and a bunch of other clips and documents. Reflections and Warnings, very important. Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding, Dr. Michael Kaufman's latest film on the whole green tax scam. And, of course, the Obama deception. I watched this film again with friends I was staying with in Los Angeles while I was doing some work. And they were just completely blown away by it. And I really, watching my own film in hindsight, 5 months after it came out, this sucker is powerful and needs to be seen. Infowars.com. Have these DVDs on your books shelf, on your video shelf. And also, your purchase supports this radio show. I want to thank all of you that have gotten the books and videos available at Infowars.com. You can also call toll free. Operators are standing by, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. All right, third hour, stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. FrontSight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a FrontSight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to FrontSight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to FrontSight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Tuesday, the 21st day of July, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. And I know I said we'd have wide open phones today. We have been taking your calls. In fact, let's go ahead and take a few calls. And in the next segment, I'm going to play these video clips dealing with $24 trillion stolen by the offshore banks. A story that dovetailed with a caller earlier about Army Awards $24 million satellite terminal contract to L3. The U.S. Army will begin buying new ground terminals to expand battlefield access to commercial satellite communications bandwidth under a $24 million contract awarded April 15th. So that dovetails in with the Humvees and things zooming around running checkpoints. So we'll go over that report as well coming up. Another report here, powerful ideas, military developing cyber bug spies. And I remember 2 years ago, it was in the Washington Post about fake dragonflies about 4 inches across, 5 inches long, flying around videotaping demonstrators. Yeah, this is now going on, ladies and gentlemen. I was at a friend's house this weekend, and we were working on a report, and this lizard outside comes running up to us, and my buddy goes, probably got a camera in it. He was joking, but you know, we've now gotten to that point where you have to sit there and joke about such things. So that's all coming up. Also, Bohemian Grove's been going for about a week and a half now, so we've got some new news on that as well. That's coming up. But right now, let's go back to your calls. We'll talk to John in Louisiana. John, thanks for holding. Top of the morning to you.
How are you doing, Alex? Thank you and Jason for all of the work you have done. And I actually have some good news for you.
Oh, well, hell, let me have it. I want to hear it.
In the mid-level minions of the New World Order decided they wanted to sell their eugenics plan, you know, their eugenics health care, to the people in Louisiana. Well, they didn't advertise it at all because they wanted very little opposition. And media from all the, you know, mainstream local outlets were there. But we actually managed to get a really good question in despite all of the other questions that they had. Kathleen Celebis, the head of the Health and Human Services Department, went to Bilderberg. It was reported in the Kansas Daily in 2007, and she's on the list for 2008. And we asked her that question. And she
admitted. So what did you ask her about the wondrous new federal health care they're going to give you?
Well, I couldn't get a question, and I was videotaping it on my camera phone.
Either.
I actually have the video uploaded on the computer already on YouTube.
Good.
And we went under Campaign for Liberty. We started handing out constitutions in the audience. I know. Dangerous stuff. I'm handing out constitutions and an Obama.
Did this freak them out? Did they think Al-Qaeda was hitting hard?
Yes, they did. But it was actually really surprising because some of the cops came up to us and shook our hands after we mentioned Bilderberg. It seemed like some people in the crowd knew what we were asking. I even heard gasps
heard.
Oh my God, they're mentioning our rulers. Oh, don't. Oh, the officers. Arrest them. The officers are like, no, we're not going to. How dare you? Ah.
I want to hear more about this. You say this video's up. Stay there. I want to hear more about this from our caller, John, Louisiana. And I'll talk to Mark, Chad, David, Joshua, and others. It's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network. Hey, sorry, Limbaugh. All those years you said the Bilderberg didn't exist, the CFR didn't. You're discredited. You were unable to suppress conservative America. They now know the truth.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've got a report here out of England. Facebook police raided my family barbecue. The guy said, I'm having a birthday party for my 30th family barbecue. No music, hamburgers. The police raided them with helicopters and police and said it's not allowed. You have to have a permit to have a party basically anywhere. And the police are here in the newspaper defending themselves. See, you're going to ask permission to pee in the toilet, folks. And the feds are now talking about making it law to have sensors in all toilets to test for drugs automatically that are hooked to a wireless internet system. And they already have old folks' homes that do this. Everything's going to be tracked. The nanny state, they're going to watch you. They're going to boss you. They're going to control you. But the last caller we're about to go back to was talking about he was at an event with the Health and Human Services Secretary, who was a Bilderberg Group member, exposing how the feds want to federalize everything and that the police, and they were handing out pocket constitutions at the Obama event, and talking about the Bilderberg Group were coming up and shaking their hand because the police are waking up. There's three things. Either cops are good men and women, they wake up and realize what's happening because they're right in the middle of it, or they're really stupid and don't understand what they're part of and kind of go along with it, or they're evil and know what they're part of. But that's it. Those three groups. And it's our job to reach out to the ignorant ones, the ones that are kind of under a spell or in a trance, so they can see what's happening. But finish up, John in Louisiana, with the story you were telling.
Well, before I went to the event, I did my research on all the people that were there. We had Tom Vilsack, the Department of Agriculture, was there. The Department of Veteran Affairs, Eric Shinsky.
Shinzeki.
And Shinzeki. U.S. Department of Labor, Hilda Solis. And all of these people, Hilda is a CFR member. Shinsky is a CFR member, and Department of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, the former Iowa governor, gave two rewards to Monsanto, which I'm sure you're aware of. Monsanto.
Yes, Monsanto. Yes.
But I did my research. But she was answering most of the questions. Because,
this meeting, she was there pushing the president's health care takeover plan?
Yes.
Okay, but you say that when you mentioned Bilderberg or one of your group did, that there were gasps in the audience.
Yes, there was gasps in the audience. I even heard some boos when she mentioned it's a international group of European and American business and political officials that
Wait, sir, just tell the story in a nutshell. You mean she got confronted about Bilderberg and talked about it?
Yes, briefly. She briefly explained what Bilderberg was.
And the people booed her.
She said she did attend, and that Governor Rick Perry, she didn't say that whether he attended, but she said that he was invited. But she said at the end of it, it wasn't very that clear, but if you listen in really well, it's, I did
okay.
Attend. That was the last
thing. Okay, appreciate your call. Keep up the good work there. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and take another call now. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, great to have you back. Alex, you mentioned on a recent show that you'll soon become active in the formation of organizations and groups, and that you would be moving away from the video informational realm into the organizational realm. And would you give some specifics about what you plan to do in this new venture and what you envision for it?
Well, I was saying that I've thought about not focusing so much on films and more on creating organizations. But then you need a film for the organizations to give out. I mean, to go out and actively fight the eugenicist and to go out and tell people it's not the law, you don't have to take vaccines, and to really get aggressive. The only problem is then I wouldn't have the funds to fund organizations or even the setting up of them. And then they launch COINTELPRO against your organization. If you try to create some tax-free thing, then they have their operatives come in and say, oh, you're spending the money on something you shouldn't, you know, even if it's for legal defense. We really have a childlike, not serious population, almost designed to sabotage themselves. But I kind of put that idea out there for other people to start organizations and other people to go out and warn folks about eugenics. What I'm saying is, last week, as I realized more and more, kind of brainstorming on air, that eugenics is everything. That mindset and that system, and that's what the planetary government is. That's what it's set up to do. And here it is verified in the textbook written by the White House science czar saying that. I mean, it's real. And that's the big issue. And I need to do everything I can to reach out to people on that subject. But, you know, mainly it's a frustration because there's so much going on. There's so much happening. And I just want to beat these people. I mean, it's so obvious what they're doing. It's so evil. It's so out in the open. It's so ridiculously, classically tyrannical and corrupt and bad. I appreciate your call, Mark. There isn't any idea formed on that. I mean, I can barely get my cameras to work in here. You know, I'm very frustrated. I spend most of my time messing with taxes and employees and light bulbs and carrying the trash out and the same crap everybody else does, or broken water heaters. And then I'm the biggest best there is, and that isn't very good. At the end of the day, I'm not that good. And the globalists are organized. They're corrupt. They're a bunch of thieving parasites. They use our money against us. And it people are waking up, though. A lot of good things are happening, and so I should be more positive. I just have trouble looking at Obama and trouble looking at Bush and looking at all these local criminals and looking at all the stuff they do. I'm sick of them. I have more than a hatred for them. I have a disgust, a disdain, a tectonic, titanous, explosive anathema. They are anathema. It's not even that I hate them or are disgusted. I want to be away from them. I don't like them. I don't like looking at them. I don't like hearing them. I don't like all their tics and all their enjoyment of petty power. I hate their worldliness. I hate their pettiness. I hate the fact that they don't enjoy beauty or decency or honor or see, I start thinking about them, and they just the image of them starts going into my mind, and that's something I can't allow. I know these people. I know what makes them tick. I've looked into their minds. I've studied them. I know who they are, and I just can't believe we are this low to let this type of worthless trash run things, this type of innocence-destroying, decency-destroying. It hurts my soul, folks. And my spirit just rises up against them to just a level. I just want to get my hands around their throats. You want to get down to the bottom line. And you know, they feel the same. They don't like us. They want to get their hands around our throats, too. And they are. Every day you drink that damn tap water. Every day you shoot your kids up and eat the GMO food. And they're just going to go on hurting us and killing us and screwing us and lying to us. And I'm sick of it! And they take our normal instincts of manhood and valor and honor, and they twist it and use it for their own aims. They got the best of us working for them. It's a load of crap! Let's take another call. I just swear on the altar of God that we're going to beat you. I swear I'm going to do whatever it takes to beat you. And the people out there are making that oath as well. Chad in Florida, go ahead.
Oh, man, it is so nice to listen to you.
It's good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Oh, I feel the exact same way you do every single day. It is disgusting on a daily basis to wake up surrounded with these grown, immature kids playing with technology and toys. It's disgusting the way things have been engineered over the past 100 years in this country. It makes me sick to look at these people every time. It's the same with you. Brock is on
TV. They have sucked our soul out.
They have. They've engineered this country to be the forefront in how not to live every day and what not to do. And they've set it all up to where everything is just the way it is nowadays. People have a hard time backtracking and back engineering the truth nowadays. It's sick. And I was wondering, like, what exactly is it going to take for everyone involved in all this? Two things: to pay for everything. To pay for the way it's been, the way it was set up, for all the millions of people that died and suffered for nothing in their lives. And also at the same time for it to change. You know, everybody can be informed all they want, but I think these people are going to battle us till the very end. And it's not going to be a happy, revolution or some
ceremony. Exactly. They are on point. They are vicious. They are wicked. They love stench and death and hurting goodness. I mean, they really do. They really are evil. When you talk to globalists, and I've been around them, they just go, I mean, they just enjoy it. They're like grinding on a nerve. They're sick. And they're not going to give us quarter. Anything else, sir? You're making some good points. Anything else?
If you can talk about what's it going to take for all this to change and stay changed and get these people out of power, that's my concern.
I'll tell you what. I'll talk about that when we get back. Stay there. I want to get your comment on my points, and then we're going to, at the bottom of the hour, we'll play these video clips coming up. Looks like they've taken the Hillary video down that I saw with her saying she works for the CFR.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUnderSafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com. That's GraphUnderSafes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de
To answer Chad in Florida's question, how do we wake people up? How do we get them involved? How do we get them to see the light? Our culture has degenerated very slowly. And it's all been adopted as habits. And the globalists take a lot of evil things and bad things we do naturally, and they accentuate them. They legitimize them. They say it's honorable not to care about your neighbor, honorable to not be involved. And it's going to take people breaking out of the control mode. It's going to take individuals realizing they're not fulfilled because they're not living right. And they're not informed. And their subconscious mind knows they're being scammed and lied to and that bad things are going on. And they're not going to get fulfillment diving deeper into denial, deeper into the sick culture. That they're only going to get fulfillment by finding out the truth and standing up for what's good and pure and honest and wholesome. And the globalists know that. They know we're having a cultural crisis worldwide in this controlled high-tech society and all the changes that are happening. And so they come out and say, oh, we need to have a green revolution to fix all this and a new way of life and simplicity. And they say a lot of things that are true, but then piggyback on that all of their tyranny and control. So they have a lot of the best and brightest and good people working with them, believing they're doing it for the greater good. It's psychology, it's sociology, it's anthropology. The establishment knows what they're doing. So it takes people kind of breaking out of the status quo, the comfort zone they're in, and seeing the bigger picture. And because the globalists are making their move to from a somewhat controlled society to a totally controlled feudal neo-serf society, people are getting uncomfortable now and are starting to stand up and say no. But the globalists foresaw all of that decades ago and have been setting up a giant archipelago of prisons and police and surveillance and military and citizen surveillance squads. And as they implode the economy, there's only going to be jobs serving the system. Even if you work for a corporation, it's going to be servicing a government contract. So our society is converting to a planned, organized, highly controlled tyranny. And so take the issue of eugenics. I get up here on air and I read from all these textbooks and government documents how they want to poison the water and the air and how they want to sterilize us, which they are doing, and how they want to break up the families and have CPS, you know, in the nuclear family. This is stated policy in scores of government management level manuals. And we're here now. And I tell you, folks, this is, for all of human society, this has been recognized as despotism, as the tyrant. And they may try to package it up in 21st century bows and paper and bells and whistles, but it's bad. And so it's going to take a lot of people getting hurt by the system. But if we don't speak out and point out what this really is, then as the system gets more abusive, people won't even be able to recognize that. They'll get caught up in the moment and not see the big picture. Our job is just to get folks to pull back, see the big picture, not get so caught in the everyday grind, the everyday groove of doing the same thing the same way that they let life pass them by without ever thinking, what makes human societies operate? What makes me want the things I want? What makes me do the things I do? So it's going to take, really all I am is like a cold bucket of water on somebody to wake them up. And I'm ham-fisted half the time. I'm not perfect. But I'm jolting people out of their status quo. And that's what we all have to do. You don't have to get somebody to believe exactly what you believe or to go out and take action immediately. It's only waking them up. America and the world need to awaken. Does that answer your question, Chad in Florida?
Yes, yes, it does. I mean, the one thing that I was pointing out was just is everybody going to pay that set all this up? I mean, I'm concerned about that, you know?
Well, I do want to bring the globalists to justice as well, but first I'm just trying to slow down their operation. Then we can beat them, then we can bring them to justice. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true, total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
I know I've covered this repeatedly on air in the last few days, but you want to know what the solution is? I'm looking at it. And you heard the last caller where they went to a big event in Louisiana with all these different cabinet heads pushing for government takeover of healthcare, grabbing more of the economy. GM, Chrysler isn't enough. The banking isn't enough. 23 plus trillion in the last 9 months isn't enough for them. This is John in Tampa Bay, Florida. Activity report for your encouragement. Hello, just to let you know what is happening in Tampa Bay on July 4th holiday, I was able to get about 240 Obama deception videos at events that day, including a tea party on a major roadway. Cars at the intersection got the most DVDs. Also, a fireworks event was a hit. At the fireworks event, the city of Tampa police officer approached me. I had on my attorney response team uniform. He saw what I was doing, and he wanted a free DVD. I thanked him for taking it and told him we were depending on him to uphold the Constitution. He said he would do his best. This last Saturday, this is a week later, July 11th, I passed out DVDs at a busy intersection at a red light, passing them out to cars and pedestrians alike. At one point, a Hillsborough County sheriff pulled up and rolled down his window. He asked, "Is this Alex Jones' movie?" "Yes. I have watched it several times." He had a copy of the DVD on his car seat and showed me. I said, "Wow." A few minutes later, he was able to pull off the road to talk. He said that his brother had sent him the DVD, and he'd heard several of Alex's movies, had several of them, and was a regular listener of the radio show via internet. I told him also that we were depending on him to uphold the Constitution. We shook hands in parting, and he said, "The answer to 1984 is 1776. Well, I was on cloud nine after this. I hope you are encouraged as well. I believe we're going to win. We have to. Sincerely, John in Tampa Bay, Florida. Now, there's a video I'm going to play a little bit later in the hour titled 21st Century Traitors. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, posted it this weekend. And this is police running warrantless checkpoints and arresting people that refuse to be searched. It's police telling folks they have to have a permit to protest. We've seen the videos of police coming and saying you can't stand off the side of a highway with a banner. Police saying that you can't stand out front of a mall on public property and hand out DVDs, and arresting people. Our own cameramen had Federal Reserve security guards walk half a mile down the road onto city property. There's a local World War I memorial in Kansas City, and say, "We're going to arrest you if you don't leave." And my guys could have, I guess, just stayed and got arrested, but they wanted to, you know, get back to Austin with their footage. They'd been there to interview an economist. But, I mean, the point is, that's tyranny. So that's 1984, and the answer is 1776. The police should be wanting political material. They should be involved. They should be there to guard people's First Amendment and stop other people from attacking a demonstration. But instead, as you see in my mini film, Battle for the Republic, the extra, one of the extras on Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has Battle for the Republic featurette with extended interviews and footage. The illegal aliens are doing a non-permanent demonstration. They're blocking traffic for hours, huge tens of thousands in Seattle. Some of the citizens start protesting back, and the cops come over, take the guy out of the car. He's not resisting, ram his head into the ground. Blood starts pouring out his eyebrows. The illegal aliens come over and celebrate, and the cops are high-fiving them. Yeah, yeah. Because, see, you, the illegal alien, the invader, helping to break down the United States, bankrupt the states, you were smiled on by the globalist. But this citizen that dare protest back, he's bad. That's 1984. The answer to that is 1776. But let's go ahead now and play Hillary being introduced by Richard N. Haass, head of the Council on Foreign Relations. And she says, you know, we get a lot of advice from you guys. And she says, "I'm really glad there's a D.C. Council on Foreign Relations because it's closer than New York." Now, the Council on Foreign Relations, set up in 1921 by British intelligence publicly to help take over the United States, as a Cecil Rhodes roundtable group. And Cecil Rhodes bragged about it. Carol Quigley wrote a book about it in 69, the head of Georgetown Political Science. Just 2 weeks ago, I showed you the Council on Foreign Relations website, where it said the CFR has written Obama's comprehensive immigration reform plan. And that Jeb Bush has written it and that Obama is going to adopt it. Showing that this tyranny is bipartisan, that there is no partisanship at the top. But the CFR, you have to read the CFR to see what the plan's going to say, because Congress is writing the bill now and is making it secret. But we always know what the bill's going to say because the CFR probably writes. They write close to 100% of big policy bills. Healthcare, they wrote. Amnesty, the last four times they wrote. They slightly change it. North American Union, SPP, they wrote. They wrote the greenhouse gas tax plan. They've written the terraforming geoengineering chemtrail report, written 6 years ago, now being adopted word for word. What you see from them years ago, word for word, is then in the Wall Street Journal on every issue. They wrote the entire Homeland Security proposal that was then adopted word for word into law as this new giant bureaucracy above all federal agencies. And it's filled with CFR members. So it's a revolving door between government and the CFR. Here's the CFR, here's the government. They interweave themselves. This is the government. And I had to, in college, hear Rush Limbaugh say it didn't exist. And if you're a new listener, no, I'm not a Democrat or a socialist or a liberal. If you criticize Rush Limbaugh, that doesn't mean you're automatically in the liberal conservative camp. I'm mad at the leftist publications that said it didn't exist. Because when you boil down Rush Limbaugh versus a Democrat pundit, it's the same thing. Just different rhetoric, but the same end game. The issue is the CFR does exist, and they brag everywhere, that they are setting the policy and running this country. And in fact, now that I'm thinking about it, it's actually in Endgame. But pull up the clip. Cheney says he doesn't tell constituents about CFR. I want him to see. He says the same thing, but worse. You know, I don't tell my constituents that I was the president of the CFR back home in Wyoming. Yeah, back 10 years ago, you couldn't tell your constituents it even existed because, you know, that's a conspiracy theorist thing. But see, now that they think they've got us where they want us, they're going ahead and announcing it all. But here she is.
Oh, thank you very much, Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future. I mean, Richard just gave what
now, did you see that?
Described as a
and her posture and her words, her body language is, you're my boss. And Richard N. Haass is one of the co-presidents of America. In the power structure, it goes basically in government circles, quasi-government. Federal Reserve isn't government, it's private. Neither is the CFR, but they have government power. I mean, they write the real legislation, the master key. They are the key masters. Ben Bernanke, then under him, Treasury Secretary Geithner, under him, Richard N. Haass, and then advising all three of those posts is the Trilateral Commission Chairman. And then when you go to a CFR meeting to cover it, it's the heads of the CFR, head of the Trilateral Commission, head of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the heads of the world's major roundtable groups from the top 15, 20 governments are all there. The G8's there. These are the guys. It's real funny. These guys have stolen 20 plus trillion in the last 9 months, and it's funny to them. And they're going to tax your toilet paper. They're going to tax beef, ice cream, your house, home inspections, youth brigades. And they're arming up, folks. These people are killers. Zbigniew Brzezinski, one of their chief advisors, wrote a book 2 years ago bragging that his government under Nixon funded Pol Pot that killed 3 million people, or 30% of Cambodia. He'll pull a trigger on you in a minute. They're funding and writing. The CFR writes the plans for coups in third world countries. This is a gang of murdering crooks. Now, there's over 4,000 members of the CFR now. The top 300 or so are murdering crooks. An Angelina Jolie or somebody, you know, she's going to join it for whatever reasons. Doesn't look good, though. All right, let's go to Dick Cheney. Here's Dick Cheney saying he doesn't tell the slaves.
Mentioned I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Yeah, why don't you, that's a clip from Endgame. Why don't you find the longer clip, actually from C-SPAN. Try Dick Cheney, CFR. It'll be one of the ones that comes up. Or try, and this is good we do this on air, because it shows others how to find this. I mean, it's like showing somebody how to ride a bike. It's easy. Not like saying, ooh, we know how to find stuff. Oh, we're so smart. It's good to show folks how easy it is to find stuff for themselves. That's it. Dick Cheney, ex-director of CFR, Rockefeller. Yeah, start it over. Just back it up. We'll turn the audio up and we'll get it for folks. Yeah, here he is thanking David Rockefeller, his commander.
A special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story. The speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney, takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I just enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americas, subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays. Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman David Rockefeller, the Americas Society, chairman David Rockefeller, the Forum of the Americas, founder David Rockefeller, the Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Isn't it funny? The slaves. Oh, God, we're robbing them. We put out MIAC reports to the cops saying they're terrorists if they talk about us. We tell the cops the vets are the terrorists if they talk about imaginary CFR. And the best part is the cops are buying it. God, we're building FEMA camps. Oh, it's so fun to rape them all. There's nothing the scum won't take. Yeah, baby. The best part is we're poisoning their water. Most of them are sterile and don't even care. 87% of them have become sterile, and it's not even an issue with these idiots. They just don't even know why it's happening. And then they have hundreds of these little subgroups, which mayors and people are part of, and then the Rockefellers and the globalists, because they steal all the tax money, they sit there and fund them. And so your mayor may only get $10,000, $20,000 a year in a stipend, getting to fly around five or six great destinations, being a five-star hotel. Just for that, they'll sell your complete society out. Then the feds come in, teach them how to steal property, teach them how to set up pimp game operations. It's just all a big joke. Hillary, oh, I come here to get told what to do. And Haas is like, yes, you do. Pimp game. Now get up there and tell them what needs to be done. You are my slave. And it's just all a big joke. Cheney, oh, thank you, David Rockefeller. We never tell the scum how it really works, do we? And they're now closing their final net of control. And they've stolen 24 trillion big ones. 24 trillion big ones. And when we get back, I'm going to play that clip for you. Cost of bailout hits a whopping $24 trillion. Paul Joseph Watson, 24 trill. Now, 3 months ago, it was 14.8. What does this mean that it's now 24 trill? If you do the math, they are accelerating the stealing. That's 8.8 trill they've stolen in just 2.5, 3 months. And CNBC's very happy about all this. Oh, I mean, woo, baby, we are, you're not leaving anything. No, we don't want them to be able to ever fight back again. We want to totally bankrupt them. Genius plan. Yes, and the police are standing by. What are they going to do, quit their jobs? It's perfect. Oh, and we'll sit offshore while they try to fight back, and the cops and citizens kill each other. Genius plan. Oh, it's so good. It's so good to be running the pimp game. We'll be right back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics.
products. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm going to continue with these video clips, breaking them down. The $24 trillion stolen and counting. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, all announcing record profits. And remember, the Pentagon standing by if you don't keep paying those foreign bankers. They told Congress, you do this or we're going to declare martial law and we're going to shut down the Congress. Well, Congress should have stood up at that point, but then Al-Qaeda would have detonated an A-bomb probably. Ooh. See, the Congress knows they're dealing with major level gangsters. Oh, you didn't give the bankers power. Oh, Al-Qaeda hit. Al-Qaeda hit Washington. The executive hates having to set up a dictatorship now. The continuity of government system just hates power. That's why they're in power and control, because they don't like to wield power, because they're not ruthless, because they're real nice and limp-wristed. And that's not just my opinion. The British 10-year Ministry of Defense perspective in 2007 said that Western governments would simply neutron bomb any citizen group that tried to take over the Capitol or 10 Downing Street. If you ever try to have a revolution, they're just going to drop weapons on you. And if the Congress ever tries it, they're going to kill them. But the good news is we're going to take over the counties and the cities, and the idea of liberty is going to take over. You can't have one frontal assault, one battle with these people. Their whole architecture is built around defeating that. But they cannot stop you. You are immovable. You are inexorable. You are the unstoppable, terrible force when you just decide to hand out DVDs and call into radio shows and go speak before city council and say no to bureaucrats and expose them. Just all of us doing it's just an unstoppable will, just taking the enemy and going, just terminate them in the info war. Because they have to have your broken spirit, your broke back attitude for them to be able to succeed. They've got to have you capitulate to them. Well, don't capitulate. We're going to end this hour, and then I'm going to play the clip about the $24 trillion and then get a guest on and continue with your calls. But I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors today I haven't plugged yet. eFoodsDirect.com is the name in high-quality, storable foods. eFoodsDirect.com. Do not wait with these scumbag, filth-running things. You need to be self-sufficient. Firearms, gold, silver, and number one, food and water. And they got high-quality water filters, food, everything. Yeah, they got a lot of great stuff. This is where I've chosen to buy my food, and then I said, hey, this is the best food I ever got. A lot of other stuff was crud. It's brand new, high-quality, non-GMO food. I said, I'm going to use eFoods Direct. eFoodsDirect.com. eFoods, E-F-O-O-D-S, Direct.com. eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Call them today. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Also, a home game. The Little Happy Max, the Orange Gorilla. Link through at that at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The site is absolutely free. HomeGain.com. They have the free home sale maximizer at HomeGain.com. The free home sale maximizer is my favorite. You put in your home address or info and it tells you the best upgrades to make for your house, or you don't have to put your address in either way. The cheapest things to do to get the highest sale value from it. There's also another system where you type in your home address. You get a free estimate on your home's value from the same internal systems that the realtors use. So find out what they think your home's really worth. HomeGain.com. 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 We're going to go ahead and start the final hour here. And I will get to that video clip and news about the 24 trill. Just 24 trill, double the GDP. The bankers need that money.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Congress refused to pass legislation giving unlimited money to the private run for profit Federal Reserve. They stole tens of trillions in the first 3 or 4 months and then held the money and stopped lending. And that actually drove up real interest rates, not what they claimed interest rates were of 0%. Actually drove up the cost of lending and less loans were made. And they've almost got the economy ripe, though. Things are imploding. Things are falling apart. Now they're streaming in with the investment bankers, with your tax money, buying everything up. And remember, you pay the taxes, the $24 trillion now, double the GDP. That's double the GDP. Say it with me. Double the GDP, $24 trillion. That's more than double all the mortgages in the country, not outstanding mortgages, all of them. The amount of taxes each American is expected to pay for this. That's why they're announcing all the new carbon taxes, taxes on soda pop, taxes on toilet paper, taxes on beef, taxes on plastic, everything. Agencies given unlimited power to just levy any taxes they want, and they're all forming giant armored cadres of Soviet-style tax police to knock your teeth in. So get ready. Here they come. It's like watching a trillion flesh-eating locusts flying towards you. And it is not a pretty situation. Cost of bailout hits a whopping $24 trillion. PrisonPlanet.com does a great analysis. Paul Joseph Watson. But let's show you CNBC. She gets it wrong. It says $27 trillion. With her high school education, she can't read off the teleprompter. I'm being mean. We all make mistakes. Especially a number that big, it's hard to read it correctly. Then she corrects it for 24 trill. But here she is, CNBC, 24 trill, that you're going to pay and you're going to pay interest on. You give it to the bankers and then you pay them. They loan it to you and you pay interest, and they loan it to the government, you pay interest. Now, that's a scam. That's like somebody comes and robs your car and they're driving off with it, and then you've got to pay them to steal your car. Like somebody burns your house down, and then you got to pay them for the cost of them burning the house down. Go ahead and play her.
Executive editor at the Daily Beast. Good to see you, Edward.
Hi.
We're waiting for the president on health care, and I see that you've also been blogging about this issue of what's been used, what the TARP funds have been used for, and we're all kind of scratching our heads about this leaked testimony from the TARP Inspector General who says that the ultimate government sponsorship could be $23 trillion, not to overstate it. Any we thoughts had a, on
we,
this?
We had a bit of a hint of this last week, I think, when Goldman reported its $3.5 billion quarter profits. We actually have a column on our site today, thedailybeast.com, by one Charlie Gasparino, who compares this use of TARP money to, you know, essentially giving Goldman, in this case, $100 to go to Vegas, making $1,000, and thanks very much, you get your $100 back.
You know, we've kind of been down that road. We had Charlie on a little bit earlier, but, you know, to the points that we were making a little bit earlier on the air, we have heard from a number of banks that they are making loans. Bank of America, we mentioned a few moments ago, we talked to some community bankers who said that they are lending as well, and a number of other larger institutions that say they're lending. And besides, who's to say what the TARP money ultimately should be used for? What are you hearing from people?
Well, I think that's right. There's no question there's plenty of a lot of lending going on, and this does go back. This takes us back 9 or 10 months to when TARP was being crashed through just before the election. And, you know, nobody, you're exactly right, really settled exactly what it's for.
So there you have it.
It's purely for lending.
They just go on and basically say it's a good thing. Oh, it's good. It's got the economy going. As the economy is in absolute free fall, you look at the actual numbers, they're hoarding the cash. So there you have it. We're going to get into the drugging of this nation. The THX-1138 Brave New World, straight ahead.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Innerfood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Innerfood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price. And their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three Sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three Sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directed21.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I saw his film and I was really impressed. That's why we carry it on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. In fact, if you go to Infowars.com and look in the show guest area, we have a hyperlink to the film. It's Generation RX. Generation RX, and it goes over the history of the drugging of the children and adults and the horror stories. Kevin P. Miller began producing documentaries in the 1980s and was immediately rewarded with numerous international film and television awards for his efforts. His first documentary, The Promised Land, explored the abandonment of homeless military veterans, and it won him many international film awards and other accolades. More importantly, it helped launch a string of hard-hitting documentaries about health care and other important issues over a 20-year period. Kevin P. Miller is being featured in the upcoming book, Dangerous Men, along with David Icke, Dr. Bruce Lipton, and others. His latest film is called Generation RX, a documentary that examines how we are drugging our children earlier and more often than ever before with psychiatric medicines. It has been hailed by two Academy Award winner Paul Higgins as powerful and often chilling eye-opener. Hope I'm pronouncing that Paul Haggis. I think I'm pronouncing that right, Mr. Miller?
It is. It's Paul Haggis.
Fantastic. Listen, so much to go over, so much to cover here. But whenever I look into the drugging of children and the New Freedom Initiative with its own internal documents saying the goal is to put 50% of America's kids on psychotropics and antipsychotics, these drugs brain damage people. They admit it causes suicide and psychopathic outbursts, especially in people that are already prone to impulse control. They know what they're doing. And as society breaks down, and now they have drugs for the drugs. I've seen those ads on television. So this is a bottomless pit, it seems, and the public is pretty much unaware of it. So I appreciate you making this film.
Well, listen, it's a great honor to be on your show, and I know that you've been covering the topic for a long time. And, you know, when you talk about experimentation, that's already being done, of course, and the foster kids who are already in the worst situation imaginable without parents, they're being shifted around from house to house and institution to institution. And in California, Massachusetts, many states around the country, Florida for one, over 75% of the foster kids are already on antipsychotic medications, Alex. So, I mean, it doesn't get much uglier than that, frankly.
Continue.
Well, I think that the reality is that when you've got 75% of the most vulnerable kids on antipsychotic medications, you know that there's some kind of trial going on. They're dumbing down people. And frankly, you know, this is what we're putting another, 10 million or so kids who are diagnosed as, quote, bipolar disorder. That's the exact class of drugs that kids are being put on. And so, it's really an ugly thing, and it's only made uglier by the fact that our tax dollars are supporting it. In Florida, for example, that 75% of the foster kids that I was mentioning to you, I think it's 55 to 58% of those are being paid for by Medicare. So it's a ridiculous, heinous situation.
Now, when you talk about 75% in some states, the national average, at least when I made Endgame 2 years ago, was 69% of the nation's foster children are on psychotropics. You're right that even then I saw the number of 80%, approaching 80% being on the drugs in some states. And they did a study in Texas, and we even have some committee hearing clips in Endgame where the state psychiatrist says, well, it's eugenics. They have bad gene pools is why we're putting upwards of 70% in the case of Texas on them. But as you said, some states even higher. I mean, just let that sink in for the listeners out there. 75% of foster children on psychotropics and antipsychotics, but don't stop there. The Texas report from WOAI-TV in San Antonio itself from the state's own numbers said they're on an average of 7 drugs. And there were medical doctors on the TV program that we play clips of here saying they would see a healthy kid at, say, 3 years old that got grabbed by foster parents, by the system. And they'd see him 5 years later in a wheelchair totally retarded, not even able to speak. So they are murdering these children with the drugs.
And you're talking about what conventional journalists are reporting, Alex, and so that makes it even more shocking because we know that there's this one hand feeds the other kind of attitude in the mainstream media. I mean, one of the guys in my film, Robert Whitaker, a former science journalist who basically is, he's almost blackballed. He almost can't find a job in conventional journalism anymore because he co-wrote a series on psychiatric research for the Boston Globe. And part of what he told me in the interview was that it's literally one out of every 70 children in the United States who are on antipsychotic medications alone. Of course, the number is higher if you include Ritalin and antidepressants and the like. So this is not a lark. This isn't a fluke. This is something, as you say, that the medical doctors and the medical establishment sure as hell know what they're doing, and it's been going on now pretty ardently since about 1970.
Yeah, this is THX-1138. This is Brave New World, and Aldous Huxley in 62, shortly before his death at Berkeley, and folks can watch the film and the audio online, just Google Aldous Huxley Berkeley speech, he says that, hey, everything in my book is what the eugenic social planners were planning in 1930. And so everything I'm saying in the book is going to come true. After 2000 is our plan. And by the way, my brother runs the United Nations UNESCO program as the Secretary General of UNESCO. These people mean business, and they've now done it. I'm sure you saw the New Freedom Initiative that came out 4 years ago when the documents got leaked, where they want to force at least half the kids in the next phase on drugs, and then after that, everyone on drugs. I mean, this is really happening.
Well, I think that the timing of Generation RX is really extraordinary because it was rolled out just around the same time that, again, our friends, our cohorts in the mainstream media, the New York Times and L.A. Times and Washington Post were starting to reveal for the very first time that, oh, my God, there's actually collusion going on. There's conflicts of interest. There's payola going on, especially when it comes to the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual for Mental Disorders, the so-called Bible for Mental Disorders.
Yeah, I found out that the school nurses get weird kickbacks in payola, and so they push it on the kids and say, oh, here's a psychologist, here's a card. They're just like drug pushers, but they're not out on the playground selling the kids crack. They're doing it in the school, and they'll send the cops if you don't take it.
Well, what's funny is that we say in the film, I think it's Dr. Julian Whitaker, my good friend, the medical doctor from Los Angeles, and he says, you know, it's comical because the very same drugs that they will arrest you for if you're walking down the street in front of a school are what the kids in the schools themselves are lining up to get from those very nurses. So, you know, you're exactly correct, and this is not a surprise, nor is it a secret. I mean, each kid gets $400 to $500 for the school itself and for the school district if they are on these drugs because they are classified in a certain kind of a way that gets government
special
dollars.
Special needs. And now some schools, a third or more of the school special needs, and soon it's going to be half. And then just like THX-1138, pretty soon kids in wheelchairs with nozzles into their nose and drug injectors. You know, I mean, it's so nightmarish, the soft kill they're running. And then they say it's for eugenics in the state of Texas. They say they're giving us racial hygiene. Start with the film. Tell us about the film, because I really want people to get this on DVD at Infowars.com. I want them to have viewing parties, show it to local community groups, school boards. We've got to get Generation RX out to people.
Well, thank you, Alex. The film really came as a result of, in 2004, I was filming in Washington, something completely unintended. Ended up at a Food and Drug Administration hearing where they were a bunch of people who were standing before the FDA committee talking about the side effects of Prozac. And as I was filming over the two-hour period or whatever, it kicked into me that, my God, I've heard this all before. And it turns out that I had originally heard it in a videotape from 1991 where the American citizens, 40, 50, 60 of them, were standing before the FDA a year after Prozac had been on the market, saying, you know, my mother stabbed my father, my sister hung herself, every imaginable, awful, frightening story that you can imagine. And so when I realized that nothing had changed in that period of time, in fact, it had gotten worse and more kids had gotten on these medications, I said, nothing's changing. I need to produce a film about this. And so I got started on that path and really, you know, uncovered all of the collusion and certainly all the negligent and I say criminal behavior at the Food and Drug Administration, where, of course, corruption is so endemic as it's always been. But people like Thomas Loughran at the FDA, who's the head of their psychopharmacology division, and who approved Zoloft for children. And Michael R. Taylor, who's back from Monsanto after a gig at the FDA in the early 1990s when I interviewed him, and who also tried to eliminate dietary supplements. And Robert Temple, another FDA official. So all of these men bounding together, banding together with the pharmaceutical companies to cover up the side effects and basically to implement their dastardly intentions on our kids.
And boy, it's been a devastating black op. And they have death education, teach them how to commit suicide. Those numbers explode.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
As you already know, drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level.
Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Kevin Miller, director and producer of the film Generation RX, is our guest. Of course, in the early 80s, it did come out that they knew it caused massive increases in suicides, just Prozac alone. And after decades of fighting, they now admit on the Prozac and other variants, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, that it does cause that. So it's an oxymoron. And 9 times out of 10 with the cases I've seen, they put them on one drug, then it doesn't work. They put them on 2 or 3, 4, and they end up in a mental institution or committing suicide or going crazy or finally get off the drugs. But you have to get them off. You have to go off slowly, or that can cause even bigger problems. But now they have drugs to treat the drugs. I see the TV ad saying, oh, you've got mental problems from your Prozac. Well, take this drug. It'll take care of the Prozac. It's just totally sick. Please continue with the story you were telling about all these men working together to carry out this great evil.
Well, I think, Alex, it's just that, you know, the medical ethics have just completely gone out the window. If they ever existed, they are long in the distant past by now. Because, frankly, you know, these men, when you mentioned Prozac, the original study that we unearthed, and we found paperwork to track this, as you know, I mean, 1982 were the first tests that were done on Prozac, and they were done in Germany. And the German equivalent of the FDA basically said, you know, there's a real problem with this drug. In the first trials alone, 16 people tried to kill themselves. And we're talking about 16 out of the first 43 or something.
And others attack people, but that's great. You put a bunch of kids on that and give them guns, then you have an excuse to ban the Second Amendment.
Well, and, you know, I've been listening to your program for many years, and I heard someone attack you once about the fact that you mentioned that the Columbine killers and some of the other people have been on drugs. Let me just put this nonsense on the other side to rest once and for all. It is absolutely a fact that at the bare minimum, 8 out of the last 12 school shooters around the country were indeed on these antidepressant drugs. It probably was at least 9 out of the last 12, but they sealed the records of one of the Columbine killers, and so none of us know for certain.
Yeah, but his friends said he was on Ritalin and Prozac, but you're right, they sealed it, and then the other one was on it.
That's exactly right. And we know that he was going to a psychiatrist. So, I mean, you know, how many troubled kids, as you said before, would not be prescribed these antidepressant drugs? So, you know, what they started with was something very commonsensical. They started with this, with the ADHD aspect, and they really tried to just control the kids' behavior. Then all of a sudden there was a problem. There was the DEA of all agencies coming out and saying, wait a minute, there's a problem with this methylphenidate, with Ritalin, with these stimulant drugs, and they're causing this vast array of side effects, and violent side effects were among them, and addiction problems and all the rest of it. And so, you know, then they went into a big PR campaign to basically combat the DEA. And, you know, this is the mid-1990s, and there was a 734% increase in the number of kids that were prescribed Ritalin for, quote, ADHD drug from 1990 to 1994 alone, which...
And then the kids that go on the Ritalin, then the kids that get on Ritalin tend to get depressed. So then they put them on Prozac type drugs, don't they? And yes. Then as kids start committing suicide and killing other people and hurting other people, there's mental illness at the school. Everybody's got to be screened now by the new freedom. And then lo and behold, the psychologists find that everybody needs to be put on drugs.
Well, here's the crazy part of it. As you say, they put the kids on Ritalin. So first they start them on a lower dose. They might be 5 years old or 6 years old or maybe even 4 years old. And then after a while, they note that that same dose of Ritalin isn't, quote, working. The kid seems to be, you know, exercising his own ability and his own intellect. So then they raise the dose. Well, then what happens is it kicks in with a side effect that's very well known. After they raise the dose of the Ritalin, the child has a psychotic reaction. So once the child has a psychotic reaction, they rush the kid to the doctor because he's talking crazy and he's a mile a minute and just can't be controlled. And the doctor, instead of saying, oh, that's a well-known side effect of methylphenidate, of Ritalin, we gave him too much, we need to take him off this drug. No, they don't say that, as you know, Alex. Then they say he's bipolar. Now he's bipolar, so now we put him on these powerful, potent, dangerous antipsychotic drugs. For which there is no cure. And this is what we're doing to our
Generation
kids.
RX, a film by Kevin P. Miller. He's on the line with us. We'll come right back after this quick break and continue. Ladies and gentlemen, they cold-bloodedly are engaging in problem, reaction, solution. This was all planned out, all charted out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean, nothing, honey.
talk to our guest more about the film and the families he talks to and the information he brings out. It's so well done. Generation RX, available at InfoWars.com. But then I want to talk about solutions, where this is going. I mean, if we don't expose these people and fight them, they're going to make everybody take drugs. And they're now to the point of trying to make the kids take it. And I had a writer for Psychology Today calling me for some big cover story that's coming out soon. And I would bring up the fact that it's not normal to have more than two-thirds of the kids on these drugs. And he would just laugh at me. I mean, it's all just a big joke to these people. It's all just a big business. A very, very sickening guild. I mean, folks, having 75% of kids on strong antipsychotics and other drugs, that isn't normal. Having 5% on it isn't normal. Somebody shouldn't be on drugs unless they were already trying to kill people and already trying to chew their fingers off. Or somebody shouldn't be on these dangerous drugs even if they think they're the Pope. You know, just they're nutty and that's the end of it. No, they say all normal behavior is abnormal because it's their business model. This is the new priesthood. We're going to go back to Kevin Miller here in just a moment with Generation RX. I did want to tell you about a few of our sponsors that have made today's show possible. One of them is something that every one of my listeners needs to have. I have one in my car. You should have one, whether it's just the little secret pen recorder or whether it's the little bit more expensive in-car system that's hidden cameras in your card. In your car that you just hit a button and the camera start recording what the police or others are doing. And then you've got a secret record of what happened. And the website is diganet.net. That's diganet.net. Diganet.net. And everybody should have one of the DigiPens. And these are the best pens for the best price I've seen anywhere. So diganet.net. But I suggest, and I mean to get one, I've just been so busy. I know we all are, but it's very, very affordable, very inexpensive to get 2 gig, 4 gig models for your car that'll record for hours. And it's just little hidden cameras going into a little a recorder unit and stored on a little memory disk. Just absolutely essential that we use Big Brother tools against the establishment. In this time and date, everybody needs to protect themselves. So I'm thinking I have to have this on my car just when nuts show up in a parking lot and try to do weird stuff to me. I've had that happen a few times, and then later I drive off and hear them tell people something completely untrue. I mean, it's just good to have this to protect yourself. Diganet.net, Diganet.net. Finally, I want to tell you about the great folks at Survival Seed Bank. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, Pilgrims, for example, when seeds had the highest value of any barter item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds, waged by the global elite, who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are storing seeds. The UN is storing seeds. Globalists of every stripe are storing seeds in the Arctic Circle. Why do you think they're doing this? You know why. Control and power. Solutions from Science is trying to get the seeds out of the globalist hands and into the hands of the people. This is the place to get them. Survival Seed Bank. Get them out of the hands of the elite and into the hands of the people. SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com or 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. SurvivalSeedBank.com. Okay, going back to our guest with the film Generation RX, Mr. Miller, continuing where we left off after that last break, how they put you on the speed drugs, the amphetamine class, which then everybody knows speed freaks are nuts. They keep upping the dose when they stop sleeping or act weird or are up sometimes and down other times. They don't go, hey, that's what speed freaks do. Causes heart palpitations, heart enlargement, brain shrinkage, all these physical problems, they admit. No, because they're a psychiatric guild, a drug-pushing guild. They don't say, hey, our drug did that. The very culprit says, oh, yes, now we put you on Prozac. Please continue.
Yeah, exactly. And once they have a psychotic reaction and they get put on an antipsychotic medication, there basically is no cure at that point. So they tell you straight up, you could be 16 years old, 12, 11, doesn't matter. They'll tell you that you're going to be on drugs the rest of your life. And, you know, this is one of the main things that really propels compelled me to produce this film. I could see nothing beyond the murder and the mayhem. I could see no sanity, literally, coming out of the medical establishment or the FDA or the American Psychiatric Association. And, you know, you start seeing, when you peel back the dirty layers, you start seeing how many people who are making the decisions on these drugs are getting payola from the drug companies themselves. I mean, how can it be, I think we're around the same age, Alex. How can it be that, you know, in the record company executives from the 70s and 80s were thrown in prison for payola, for getting a few dollars under the table to get a record played on the radio? And yet we've got researchers and scientists and doctors and decision makers who are getting millions of dollars under the table, not reporting it, and still walking around free as a bird.
Well, let me expand on that, just on a separate issue, but it's connects into this. You can just Google the term IRS agents cut from billionaires. And there's all these news articles where they got rid of almost all, over 90% of the corporate fraud investigators from the IRS. Now, you can argue, is it a fair tax or not? Obviously, that's a scam, too. But the issue is they don't enforce on billionaires. They enforce on middle class and blue collar workers, because the criminal class, that's why it came out that more than half of Congress doesn't even pay the taxes. I mean, this is an openly criminal group. Go ahead.
No, I couldn't agree more. And yet you've got a minimum. This is a bare minimum done by studies, proved by studies from Boston University researchers and others, that say that a bare minimum of 56% of the people who are on the panels that decide which drugs get dispensed to our children, 56% is the minimum number of people who also have conflicts of interest with the drug companies. Well, that on some committees, and you're talking about the antipsychotic drugs and schizophrenia groups, 100% of the decision makers on the committee that are ruling on which drugs are dispensed to the general public, 100% of them are getting money from the drug companies. Speaker's fees, traveling events, hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars that they then don't even declare to the general public that there is a conflict. Now, you know, in any other entity, if you had conflicts of interest with Boeing and airplanes and the FAA,
you would have to recuse yourself.
Exactly right. And so why isn't it the case with this when we are affecting the lives of our future leaders in this nation? The only answer that I can come with are two answers. One is the dumbing down aspect that you talk about a lot. And number two is just frankly just the money that's at risk. And, you know, this order that we've always talked about, it now is reaching way beyond just the borders of the United States in the medical profession into the World Trade Organization. We're tied into it through all of our trade acts, NAFTA and CAFTA and the World Health Organization and all these god-awful things. And sooner or later, you and I and the cadre of other freedom fighters are going to let it be known to people in a way that they can understand and embrace and act on, that this has to stop. And it will stop because we're going to make it stop.
Well, we have to. And I think people should get Generation RX, your film, and have viewing parties, show it to their neighbors. We have to start getting in people's business. I mean, they're taking our kids and turning them into tattletales to spy on us and saying that's kosher. It's normal for us to go talk to our neighbors, talk to our friends, talk to our families. When I'm in an airport or a grocery store now, believe me, I'm selfish. I just want to get on my airplane. I just want to get my food and go. But I will walk over and say, hey, listen, I don't want to get in your business, but I really care about, you know, your humanity, or I really care about your child's health. They're trying to push dozens and dozens of new vaccines every year, and these have all been proven be causing a problem. Just do research before you vaccinate your children, and you don't have to take the vaccines. And a lot of times I'll say thank you and start walking away, and they will say, because it's almost like they're thankful. They can't believe another human is talking to them. We've all been trained to not talk, and they'll say, it's not the law. I didn't want to give her or him the shots, but they said I had to. And I'll say, no. Google. I go, do you have a search engine? Yes. You have a computer? Yes. We'll search engine the term vaccine waiver form and then your state. And you just got to give them that form. And they go, thank you. Or other times they go, and are kind of the type that are uptight and scared and don't want to. Right. I don't care, though. I'm ready to do whatever it takes to go 110% to warn people, because I see these little kids and I know what they're putting in the vaccines. I know it's a eugenics program. No matter how horrible it sounds, I know the truth. It's hard for me to admit what their own documents say. And I know what the drugging's about. I've seen them at the state level in Texas say it's eugenics. These children are subhuman. And I've talked to these psychiatrists and psychologists. They are on power trips. They are flaming evil. I mean, they are bastard scum. I'm not saying all of them, but the establishment ones. These certainly aren't your Carl Jung or somebody like that who are pretty neat, you know. It's just these corporate scum. They're these corporate scum. They're to sling rocks, sling dope, sling this stuff at our kids. And I'm tired of these 21st century dope pushers. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, what I was going to say is, you know, the basis of what, when you talk about Jung and some of the others, what was their foundation? It was talk therapy. I mean, if we removed all of the drugs that were the psychiatric meds that we're giving kids right now and simply just sat down and talked to them or had a, quote, expert talk to them, I mean, 98% of them would be doing infinitely better than they are on these meds. So when you're talking about, you know, going back to these immunosuppressant drugs that they're giving kids as vaccinations, I mean, even, again, to draw the parallel, when I was a kid, we got, what, you know, measles, mumps, rubella, polio. That was about it, maybe chickenpox. Now they're on up to 51, 52 immunosuppressant vaccinations by the time they are 8 years old. I mean, how in God's name can anyone believe that this is beneficial to their immune system? It's a sad, sad reality. Not to mention then on top of it, that the very criminals that are contaminating vaccines, like the Baxter International people, which, you know, I was talking about a long time ago, and I know you have been on the show, you know, that could have infected hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, and could have killed literally millions of people. They're the same people that are making the vaccinations for swine flu. So, you know, again, I tried to produce the film in such a way so that people who had no investment in this, Alex, whatsoever, knew nothing about the issue, could watch Generation RX and come to a logical conclusion themselves about whether or not they felt that this was a sane course to take. And I try to respect the intelligence of the people who are viewing the film. And,
well, you've done, you know, a masterpiece. You've made a masterpiece in Generation RX. I just hope that people will start caring about their fellow humans and start going to the PTA club, start going to the school board meetings, start going to city council and say, stop pushing drugs in the schools. I was a straight A student. I wasn't straight A my first few years in high school, but we moved down here to Austin. I was straight A, made 100 in some of my classes that last year, to where I didn't need to be at school all day to finish my course load in high school. So for an hour a day, they said, you are a student aide. And I was a student aide there. And one day, I didn't feel good. One day, I was coming down with a cold, and I went into the nurse, and I said, I want to go home. And she said, you have to call your mommy. And here I am, 18 years old. So I sit there and give the phone to my mom. Okay, you can come home. Before I went out and got in my car and drove home. And then she goes, hey, if you're feeling bad, it's like drugs. It's like speed. It gets you high. It's fun. Well, first I said, well, no, I don't want any Ritalin. She said, here's the name of a psychologist. I was real calm at the time, handsome, good-looking, clean-cut, wearing a polo shirt and slacks. People thought I was a cop at the school at Anderson because I didn't really hang out with anybody. I kept to myself. I just wanted to get out of high school. And I said, no, I don't need that. And she said, oh, it's fun. It's like drugs. You like speed, don't you? And I'm like, look at me, lady. I'm a jock. You know, I've got like 2% body fat. I didn't say that, but I didn't want it. And then she kind of came on to me sexually. That was like a little added thing. But, I mean, the issue is that they're laughing. It's true. I mean, this country's screwed, man. She came at me, Mr. Miller, as a drug pusher.
Well, and, you know, one of the stories in the film that seems to expose this kind of attitude is what happened to Matthew Milling Downing and her daughter. You know, I mentioned about a half hour ago about Thomas Loughran, the head of the psychopharmacology division at FDA. Tom Loughran was, his daughters were friends with Matthew Milling Downing's two daughters. They lived in suburban D.C. They lived in the Maryland area. Of course, the FDA headquarters is right near there. Their kids had sleepovers. They socialized, all the rest of it. All of this time, Thomas Loughran knew the effects of Zoloft and these SSRIs and refused to interact with his good friends, who, by the way, he knew that the one daughter was just put on Zoloft, the drug that he had approved for children. And he never even said anything to the Downings. And the end result was, a few months later, that this beautiful, beautiful 11-year-old girl, Candace Downing, hanged herself in the garage of the Downing home 1 hour after watching Animal Planet on TV with her father, sitting on her father's lap.
Good God.
So how do we get to this place where you have such a disconnect? These people who are running the show in D.C. and who are living off of our tax dollars and are so inhumane that they won't share the most basic warning information with friends that they've been friends with for 9 or 10 or 11 years.
But that's the issue with these fake corporate types, is they're into how they don't care about anybody, and they'd watch you drown and not even help. They're in to the fact that they're soulless scum.
Well, I'll tell you, I think you're exactly right, because I've watched dozens and dozens and dozens of hours of FDA hearings, and I see nothing but cold and calculation coming from all of the FDA officials. They could give a damn about the stories of real people who died on these meds.
Well, that's because the overarching geopolitical system is run by eugenicists, so the more of us they kill, the better. In the state hearings, they said that. They said, these people are subhuman. They have bad gene pools. We're getting rid of them.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
When good people stop caring and stop being involved in society, bad things happen. And they've got around 20% of our kids on drugs today. They want to put 50% on. Generation RX, a film by Kevin P. Miller. I'm going to have it back up the next month or two, maybe even play some clips here at PrisonPlanet.tv. But this is just very well done. It'll warn people when the school's pushing the drugs on their kids that it is proven to cause suicide. They even have to put that on the drugs now, thanks to people like Mr. Miller's actions. Get the film at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, to get Generation RX, a film by Kevin P. Miller. Kevin, we got about 4 minutes left here at the end. Tell folks more about the film, because, I mean, it's so multifaceted. It gets into so many areas. It shows the motivation, the lies, what the drugs do, the horror stories. It's just amazing. Tell folks more about Generation RX and how they can use it to stop this mass murder.
Well, I appreciate the latter part of what you just said, because, you know, what I've said often in my speeches around the country is that, you know, I made the film so that parents in particular and teachers and even sheriffs could be armed with the information they need, and especially parents, because you know how intimidated most parents are with, you know, either by a school administrator or certainly a doctor. We're intimidated by the lab coat and their air of authority. And yet, you know, it's incredible because since the film has been out, I was speaking in Nebraska a couple of weeks ago, and a woman came up to me and she said, you know, I actually did what you suggested. I used the information as a weapon. And I said, really, with whom? She said, with my child's pediatrician. And evidently the pediatrician was just sort of dumbstruck, had no response for the vast majority of the statistics or things that she cited from the film. So, you know, I took great care to make sure that there was integrity in the information, Alex, and you know how important that is, because if there isn't integrity in the information, it makes it too easy for everybody else to shoot down. So I would encourage people to, you know, buy it through you and to use the information in the film, first of all, as a weapon to defend their child and defend their communities. And in the case of sheriffs, you know, if you get a call from the local school and you find out there's a gun standoff, you might have some insight that no other sheriff in the country has on why this is going down. So that's part of it. So, I mean, the film is pretty diverse. I mean, the first part of it is really an overview to the entire mad situation that we've gotten ourselves into. The second part in particular focuses really clearly on ADHD, the shoddy science behind it, some really sort of comical.
They take boys, I mean, all species of mammal, from seals to dogs to cats, jump around and fight and play, and they say normal behavior is abnormal. Then they put kids on caffeine and sugar. They're bouncing off the walls. They right. claim crashing from sugar is bipolar. Your film is just amazing. Generation RX, I want to have you up in a month or so for 2 hours to take horror story calls of from the listeners and people and to tell more of your stories and maybe have some of the families on that are in Generation RX. Available, folks, at Infowars.com. Get it today on the online video bookstore. Kevin Miller, thank you for the great work you've done, and we'll talk to you again very, very soon.
It's been my pleasure, Alex. Thank you so much.
You bet. Keep up the great work, and we'll again have him back up in the next month or so for 2 hours and talk about some of the other films he's working on as well and some of the other films he's done. That's it for this transmission. Great job to the crew. Retransmission starts now. One place, Infowars.com on the audio streams and AM and FM stations across the country. Retransmit us as well. I want to thank Genesis and all the sponsors, too. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.